everyone. Howdy. Howdy there. Welcome back. Of course, the Anthony Cumia Show with Mr. Dave Lando.
Oh,
there he is.
Hello.
How you doing?
Good. How about you, sir?
Good.
Good.
Pearl Jam?
I'm going, yeah, bringing back the old Pearl Jam.
That is. You went 90s.
Yeah. I like Pearl Jam. I think 10 is one of the most groundbreaking albums for...
Pearl Jam? Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. That was one of those very defining albums of a decade.
Absolutely.
You know? 90s had a few of those... What was Soundgarden's fucking album that was just like?
It wasn't Black Hole Sun. Was it Black Hole Sun? Yeah, no, it wasn't. But that was on it. Spoon Man.
Christ Pose on it, and
yeah, it was like Bad Motor Finger.
A
or
Bad
something.
Motor
Finger.
Bad Motor Finger.
Even their one with Spoon Man on it was a great album.
Yeah. There were just some albums and then songs that come on, and I was listening to. I hate to say I still listen to Sirius XM, but I do. Lithium. I was listening to Lithium, which is like the 90s fucking
It's
station.
All, yeah.
And, I mean, you go, whoop, you time travel right the fuck back.
Yeah, you get some REM monster on that
yeah,
one.
Yeah, it's crazy. I think I heard The Breeders on there today. It was like,
really?
What? The Breeders?
You can only play Lightning Crashes so many times.
Yeah, before you have to.
Yeah. Your placenta falls
yeah, the
to the floor.
Placenta's hitting the floor and shit. There's something with that I don't think I mentioned in the book about Dave Dickless, our program director over at WAAF. Lightning Crashes was a huge song when we got hired there.
Yeah.
And they would always start it on the second verse. And I'm like, what the fuck is going on? So I asked him once, and he's like, I don't really like the placenta line. So he decided to make a recording of it that they could only play at AAF after the first verse. So it starts with the second verse. Because, and I guarantee, because he was one of these fucking guys that came from Nebraska.
And is dickless, apparently.
And is dickless.
If you can handle placenta.
Sure, yeah. No, I bet it was his wife. Was listening to the station one day and goes, I heard this song. Oh, terrible. Do you play that? You can't play that. And they're like, the record company, we got to play it. So then they would cut it off and start it.
But the song is about her death while there's a birth happening. Like, that line is pivotal to the
It's so pivotal. Yeah.
What an ass.
It's like cutting off the beginning of a Columbo episode.
Right.
Like, that's where everything happens. The rest of it is just figuring it out.
Yeah, or cutting off the end of a movie.
Right, the end of a movie. He's such a fucking, what a dickless wonder he was.
That is dickless. It's not like placenta is not a bad word.
And they used it, BCN and a couple of the jocks over there actually used it against us, like, what pussies? What? Yeah, this was how it starts.
This is the edit, yeah.
Yeah, here's where it starts.
So it's supposed to go a new mother, and it starts off with an old mother.
Lightning crash, an old mother.
Like,
dies.
This was how I remember it every time. Because he would cut the whole beginning out. And BCN's going like, those fags over there won't even play the whole song. We're like, we're powerless to do anything with fucking Dave Shitfuck
Dude,
in the office.
And I was like young during, I didn't know what that even meant.
No one knows what it means. It's fucking,
and half the
it's placenta, it's not.
And half the songs then was just.
It was all an impression of Eddie Vedder.
Yes.
Yeah. Or Scott, Wieland, whatever the fuck you want to say.
Dead of heroin.
Another one that fucking, wow.
His book was a pretty good read.
Yeah? I didn't read it.
Doesn't end with hope.
No, it's, is it one long suicide note?
Yeah, basically. Well, the end's like, you know, oh, I'm sober, and it's like, all right.
Yeah, we heard those stories about him being sober. And we hosted a few shows that they did at Foxborough and... a few other places up in the Northeast, and it was always a chore. Scott's in the bus. They can't get them out. And it's always a fucking problem.
Stone Temple Pilots were great, though.
Like, yeah.
For some reason, Velvet Revolver just misses the mark.
It wasn't it.
And I hate that Velvet Revolver is basically the name Guns N' Roses, if you think about it. Like, I know that was a derivative of Hollywood Rose and fucking...
Yeah.
But it's like... Dude, Velvet Revolver, Guns N' Roses. Think about that. Like, really? It's so fucking stupid. It's upsetting.
It's upsetting. Yeah, yeah. I don't know. He was a fucked up dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. There you go.
It's a nice ass Les Paul, though.
Fucking hey. This shit was nuts.
Mm-hmm.
Just crazy crowds. Oh man, I remember being behind that fucking setup.
Were you at this one?
Yeah, what year was this?
2001.
Oh, Latrobe, Pennsylvania. No, I wasn't at this one.
Is it Milo? Dude, he could really just, though, walk out and then nail it.
Yeah, yeah. There are a few recordings of him just completely fucked up, and he cannot fucking hold a note. He's just all over the place. But that, you know, obviously for the reason he was fucked up. But when he just came out and I guess had some fucking sense of reality, amazing.
Yeah,
dumb,
I think
fucks,
the
all of them dumb fucks.
Yeah, the lead singer of Sublime did not have such luck or lasting.
Right,
I really like Sublime, but they really didn't last very long with his.
Yeah, yeah.
I believe he died backstage.
Really?
Yeah, I'm not 100% sure, but I believe he did die backstage, wow. So he had to walk out and be like, hey, guys.
Hey, everyone.
Unless you like just the bass and guitar, we're going to have to cancel.
Yeah, yeah. Who is that other guy? Like, I think one of the first guys in the 90s to go was that... Blind Melon guy.
Yeah, almost instantly.
Like, it's like, hey, it's the 90s, I'm popular, I gotta kill myself.
And I'm dead. Like,
and everyone else just went, yeah!
It went like that song, Chris Farley was the B-girl, and then everybody in that sketch was dead.
Was dead. I don't know what happened. Where's the B-girl now? Is there a, where are they now?
Jeez.
She's gotta be fat, a fat disaster.
Oh, she was atrocious, yeah.
Yeah, at the time. I used to hate her.
Oh, God.
It was a 90s video.
She was my age, so I was being like, oh.
The stupid B-girl.
Yeah, this is heroin.
So 90s. Look at the focus. It's so nice.
Their album, too, man. Laughing. It's just...
It's a stupid dance. Good.
Oh, yeah. This was the good song on the album, though. I'm sorry.
Yeah, yeah.
Allie hates it.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah, this was some kind of fucking groove-based dog shit.
Yeah, it was very...
New Bohemians and all that shit.
Or Crash Test Dummies.
Yeah, Crash Test
Dummies. Dude, I was at a Chinese restaurant the other day, and there was an ad for a magazine and an ad in it for Crash Test Dummies. And I was
really?
Like, what the fuck? Like, they're still touring. And other than... is that her?
That's the P-girl. Well, she got big tits.
I would do the B-girl. I'm not going to lie.
Right, maybe. Night out.
I would fuck the B-girl then and now, right?
At some fucking 90s convention signing fucking albums.
Signing.
You hook up with her.
I'd like to bring a live beehive for her to sign for letting me sit through this.
Yeah. Could you imagine being the, like, the drummer for Blind Melon and getting the news that the singer killed himself or fucking? You'd just be like, ah, I'm so done.
Oh, yeah.
The only time it worked was Nirvana.
Dude, David Grohl had a more successful career.
Oh, fuck yeah.
And people argue that because, like, well, Nirvana could have. I'm like, but they didn't. It
there's
doesn't matter.
No argument.
Like,
Dave Grohl, Foo Fighters, every other thing he's done with other bands and stuff, he has had way more success than Nirvana.
And he also has the ability to play multiple instruments.
Yeah, yeah,
you know? So
yeah.
He had that going for him, too. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, he's dude, he's really good.
What was that? Queens of the Stone Age when he was playing drums on?
I believe it was Queens of the Stone Age.
On that one.
Yeah.
And you didn't really know, and the video would come on, and you'd be like, God, that drummer looks and plays just like Dave Grohl.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and then once Foo Fighters came out with that Mentos spoof,
yeah, yeah,
they just skyrocketed.
And they were video, like if you could make a funny video that people wanted to watch back when they came out, that was it. You were fucking gold.
It was like Buddy Holly by Weezer.
Yeah.
Weezer's still good. You
with
know.
The Fonz doing the fun.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The Russian. Yep. Whatever
and
was.
Then there, the one that I loved was one of the best, and I want to say it was 99, was Fatboy Slim, where Christopher Walken dances.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That was a fucking.
Yeah, that was a weird fucking video. Yeah. Just Christopher Walken fucking like dancing and doing parkour.
Yeah, which I don't think I knew he could do until then.
Yeah, he was a hoofa.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
For many years, he was more of a dancer than even an actor when he first started. And then, yeah.
Yeah, and like Daft Punk's Around the World, that was a weird one that was good.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
Yeah, this one.
Yeah, he just, bound it down, and that's right, he just gets up
yeah.
and starts dancing.
I love that he's so so schlubby in the beginning.
Yeah, yeah, he's just kind of sitting there. You don't expect it. Gives you the evil look.
Yeah.
The walking look. His head starts.
Just, he's hearing the music a little. He even listens in a weird rhythm.
Yeah.
Great. I love this video, man.
You know what it must be like to stand there and watch this fucking 9 foot tall maniac dance like that? Look at this fucking guy.
They man.
Oh, like, I have a watch in my ass.
Like, he's weirder than the song. And
yeah,
that's
yeah.
hard to do.
It works so perfectly.
Yeah, he's awesome.
He weirder than the song. And then they have a stunt guy. Some,
yeah, yeah. The...
Sometimes thrown in to do flips and everything. It's awesome. He's the shit, man.
Oh, I love walking.
What the hell's going on? Oh, last night we were just talking about this. They were trying to figure out, like, what shows I'm watching. Like, if I'm watching any current television shows.
Yes.
Do I watch anything on network or any of the services and stuff? And I'm like, God, I'm trying to think. I don't really watch a lot of shows that are on right now. Network television, I have no fucking use for it.
None.
ABC, NBC, CBS, Fox, no use for any of it. It's ridiculous drivel. E-Rock brought up a great point. It's all reboots.
Yeah.
MacGyver, you'd think it was 1980 fucking eight. MacGyver, Magnum P.I.,
yep.
They rebooted everything.
But none like Quantum Leap or
oh, right.
The Hulk, where it's just some guy who goes out and save kind of the vigilante angle.
Right, yeah,
that's
yeah.
That's like gone.
No, that shit's gone.
It's, for some reason.
Then they have to recast everything to be PC, so Magnum P.I. is actually Magnum P.R. I think he's Puerto Rican. Magnum P.R.
Everyone with P.U. also.
Magnum P.U.
Time. There's no way that show's good.
And MacGyver. Is MacGyver a woman now or something? No?
No. Black?
Black?
Really?
Is MacGyver black?
Indian.
Oh, I thought that would be hilarious.
No, surprisingly, blonde white guy.
Ah!
He's playing like, MacGyver.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let me, I hate doing this, but let me see some rebooted MacGyver.
While he pulls that up, Higgins in the new Magnum P.I. is a female.
Is a woman.
A
yeah.
British woman, yeah.
Right, a British woman. Well... Got to have the women with all the power.
Even, you know what, I liked MacGruber. I think that movie was fucking underrated.
Oh, he's ended in an explosion.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, here's MacGyver. 30
minutes off.
Yeah, it was just MacGyver parody.
Is that him? Oh, boy. I used to call it Muff Diver. Muff Diver.
Plan B. Same as always.
Improvise. Shit.
I'm impressed. Not to be confused with The Guyver.
Yeah. He's got to have a diverse group of people.
Yeah, there's still that.
What do I do? A little of this.
MacGyver just worked alone, though.
Yep.
My man's got skills.
And I want you to watch my back.
Hey, who's that guy? He looks familiar.
Love you, baby.
He does. I'm trying to place him.
Yeah.
I want to say he was younger. Just the way you like something.
Never seen encryption like this before.
They gave him as close as they could give him to a mullet. Because MacGyver was known to have the awesome.
I was just gonna say he's got it a little bit.
They were like, he's like, come on. Oh, that guy's from
CSI.
Yeah.
Oh,
isn't he from Super?
Isn't that him? He looks like. No, I don't know if that guy's as ripped.
He looks like the guy from Jump Street.
He looks like a lot of. Not him. I mean, I'm talking about the other guy. CBS
Fridays. It is a David Spade hair.
Yeah.
Yeah, MacGyver had the faded brown leather jacket,
yep.
The Jeep with no top,
yep.
And the blonde mullet.
Yeah.
And a Swiss Army knife,
and
which
I get
he's
the
not
hacker.
Allowed to carry in this one for some
Why?
Reason.
Why?
I don't know.
I get the new hacker element, though. You got to have that.
Right, he's got to be computer savvy.
And I did like that I saw duct tape.
Duct tape.
That was really fucking. Because remember when you would like something would break in your house and you say, "Let me just MacGyver it."
Oh, MacGyver it! It became a fucking verb.
Yeah, just to put duct tape over it.
I have to MacGyver that. Yeah.
Whatever you were doing was completely shitty.
Oh, of course.
It was never a good verb.
Yeah, yeah. MacGyver always. It doesn't look like he's doing as much rigging things up there. I don't know. It's like he's more of a James Bond kind of guy.
Yeah, MacGyver was never a fighter. Like
no,
in the original
no,
one, he would punch
a
guy if he had to, but then he always was pussying. Like he's shaking
like,
his hand,
he'd
like
hurt
he was crippled.
Hand. Yeah, he wasn't one of those guys that would. This is more of a James Bondy kind of a thing.
Yeah,
and he's got his diverse group of friends, and MacGyver was a solo act. Except
he
for
was.
That one guy that he would like see every so often. I don't know.
The guy who flew. Wait, oh, that was Magnum who flew
that was
a helicopter.
Magnum, the helicopter guy. Yeah, MacGyver was pretty much a solo act. I don't know.
Yeah, I think it'll be shit if you want my honest opinion.
Yeah, I that these are the shows I can't be bothered with.
But is it sad though that like we're remaking stuff that's not that old?
It's not.
I mean, I watch this with my parents like every week.
Yeah.
Like,
you're not by any stretch of the imagination an old guy.
No.
But you remember watching these as a kid. Yeah, this should be stuff that doesn't happen for generations.
When you think about how new just the medium of film is.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's 1900s, really, when you think about it. Like,
right.
Like, when was the first, like, the fucking train coming at people at the fair? Maybe.
Oh, God, the fucking 1900?
Right, maybe.
1890.
But it's fairly new.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and it's like, we can't come up with a fucking original thought.
Just reboot that. Yeah. That was great. The train coming to people. Ah, and they all
they
freaked
all
out. Ah, like
could,
we got them.
If you could time travel, wouldn't it be great to just bring like VR porn into
oh,
one of those
God.
Places?
Yeah, yeah. Well, that was funny in one of the Austin Powers movies.
Yeah.
Where they played the clip from Independence Day of the White House
blowing
up. They're like, ah.
Yeah,
from the 60s.
I think that was in the Kennedy era. Like,
yeah, he went
Robbins
back to the 60s.
Kennedy. Yeah, yeah.
He's like, well, if you don't give me the money, oh, the White House blows up and they all freak out. Hilarious. Yeah, they, you know, when you look at movies like King Kong, the original one there back in the 30s and stuff, that was some cutting edge shit.
Oh, yeah.
That's why people will watch it till this day. People still watch fucking King Kong.
Well, look at even something like Ghostbusters. I mean, that was amazing special effects for
1984. Oh, for the time?
Yeah.
Jesus.
Really done in 83 because it would actually take time to edit film.
Yeah, yeah. I'm trying to think if things are being rebooted now from the 80s. In the 80s, what were they rebooting?
In the 80s was 50s nostalgia, but
was
they were
it?
Not rebooting anything. They were
right.
just infusing it into movies or into sitcom
turning it
stuff.
Into some. Because I know, well, we had in the 80s the Gilligan's Island thing.
Yeah.
Where they went and rescued the Gilligan's Island people. That was so bad. And then the 90s, we got our dose of the Brady Bunch.
Well, we had the Brady Bunch, the Little Rascals, Dennis the Menace with Walter Matthau.
Right,
you
okay.
know, there was like some of that being rebooted
yeah.
in the film, yeah.
Yes.
I just saw that they're rebooting yet another 80s drama, Spencer for Hire.
Spencer!
With Robert Ulrich.
Him and the black guy.
The one Ooh. That looks like Stevie Wonder, but it's not Stevie Wonder.
Spencer!
But, apparently Mark Wahlberg is rebooting
it's gonna be
Spencer for Hire. I think it's for Netflix.
Marky Mark. Interesting.
Why?
Reboot after reboot. Yeah, who cares about that? What about The Magician? Why don't they reboot Bill Bixby in The Machitgen? I used to call it The Machitgen.
Shittiest movie ever.
Remember when we played the clip of the beginning? Please play the clip of the beginning of The Machitgen.
It's so bad.
Where he's like...
they could redo it, and it wouldn't be that hard to make it better.
I don't know why they don't. Like, you might as well at this point.
Yeah.
You're rebooting every other lump of shit show that was on at that time. Here it is. The Magician. It's
I don't know if this is it.
Oh.
I hope it is.
Magician, full movie. Oh, Jesus.
Sputnik.
It might, I don't know. No, it's HD. It's not
it's got to be Bill
Bixby. Bill
Bixby,
the Magician TV show. It was so incredibly bad. The premise was he's a magician, and he solves crimes.
Yes.
Why would that ever be a thing? Magicians were a big thing at this time.
Yes, this is it.
Yeah. It's that music. Oh, well, he's a magician. Beavis! And his big thing was he did all the tricks. Like, not the ones that obviously are camera tricks, but he did all, like, the card tricks. Very mysterious music. Like that. That's what he did. Oh, wow. They got some crazy special effects. I can do that on my phone now. It's fucking awesome. That's what my phone looks like with memes. What does he do? So he solves crimes. The intros to these songs, shows were so long.
All of the magic you're about to see is performed without trick photography of any kind by Bill Bixby.
They actually...
Without trick photography. All these tricks.
They play the fucking beginning for Bill, and he's probably like, that's good, man. You see, I did the trick and everything. It's like... Could you get someone to actually say, I do the tricks?
Yeah.
What a pompous fucking dickbag.
Yeah, even though back then with the edits and everything, it was like, you're not doing Bixby.
Yeah, yeah.
Can you tell them that I'm actually turning into the Hulk? Fuck you, Bill.
Bill Bixby actually turns into the Hulk when he gets angry.
Look at him.
No camera tricks have been used.
Terrible. Oh, my God. We could just pitch shit shows.
Yeah. The shit.
But the karate magician. He uses magic and karate to solve murders.
Wow. Damn. You're throwing in two things.
Two things. I could be a millionaire just off that shit idea.
Magic and karate. If the magic doesn't fluster someone, then you throat punch him. It's fucking awesome.
I told you about the magic cops. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
That piece of shit. That
how that didn't fly is beyond me.
Spent like
magic cops.
Millions of dollars on that fucking pilot. They're like, wow, let me get this straight. He can wiggle his nose and make the light change. He can catch a purse thief by fucking disappearing.
Yeah, some kind of Like, you know how long magic takes to set up? I'm not talking a card trick. You're not catching criminals with card tricks.
Yeah.
Like it's got to be some elaborate thing, like mechanized thing that the criminal has to get himself in. You have to guide him into it somehow. You can't just set up a crime thwarting trick.
There's a chance that, yeah, you have your magic. He's got real bullets.
Right, right. Here's your magic. Bam, there it is. Trick's over.
Yeah, you're not actually magical, you dumb.
Yeah, yeah, that's the problem. You hit the nail on the head. You're not magical.
It's sleight of hand. It's all pretend.
All right, I got the show then. The comedian crime fighter.
I like it.
Where he goes around and he's so funny that the criminals just as they're laughing, the cops can cuff him.
He's an interrogator as well.
Right, and he just gets anything up. So where are you from? Anyone married? Anyone celebrating anything? Did someone rob a bank in here? Anyone rob a bank? Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
He's a negotiator as well. They just show up and start telling jokes where the guy's like, oh my God, I surrender.
A hostage negotiator. Well, let me tell you something. I've seen her and you might as well shoot her. Yeah. Am I right, officer? Look at the cops are all laughing back here. The comedian cop. Oh, geez, pitch that. Throw a few mil at that fucker. Yeah, hostage negotiator.
It's an overweight secretary, and he's like, nobody minds.
Yeah, no one cares.
I guess somebody's not going to be around to feed her cats. Am I right, everybody? Come on.
Yeah. Cops like another cop. He's right.
He's right. <It's> This guy's good.
It's funny, because it's true. Magician or comedian fucking...
Comedian.
Rhyme cop. Fighter. Comedian cop. This fall on NBC. Oh, what a lump of shit that would be.
That's why you think like it's a bad idea, but then you look at actual television lineups and you're like, how is this a hit? Like, people sit at home and watch this nonsense.
The reason we have Magnum PI and MacGyver and all these other reboots on, like, you would think the time is very limited to actually for where you could put a TV show. Like, yeah. Everyone has known that for years. So there's, in all of Hollywood, there's not enough good new ideas to fill up those slots that they have to resort to rebooting older shows. Like, someone goes, let's reboot Magnum P.I. No, but we have, like, three really good, well-written shows here. Does that happen?
That's what I... Well,
apparently
like,
not.
But you find out that they take, like, Breaking Bad, Sopranos, and all these people passed on these shows
right.
for so long because of the edgy content.
Right.
Which is what people want.
Yeah, they got no balls.
Yeah, that's what it comes down to, is they are afraid of everything now.
Yeah.
And also, let's be honest, how long can these networks last?
I'm amazed they're still a thing. I got to be honest. I'm amazed they are still an entity out there where you have something called CBS. And they at night, they put on a show at a certain time where you have to be sitting there and watch. Like, it's so archaic. I can't even believe it. Mr. E-Rock, yes.
Well, what you're saying is true, that I don't know how much longer they're going to last, especially after the Fox-Disney deal. They own two of the top four broadcasts. They own 60% of Hulu, and they're launching their own streaming service in the fall, which is just going to be Disney and Fox properties in their own home base. You don't need network television anymore, not even for the news.
No, they own Star Wars.
They own fucking Star Wars.
So
they are the Empire.
Yeah.
They've ironically turned into the Empire.
And you can watch Fox, sorry, but you can see how it's sliding into a different agenda.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's interesting to watch, but it's like, oh, this is getting softer. Our opinions aren't quite the, you know, and everybody there is going to want to keep their job.
You know what's fucked up? I was at Disney like a year ago, and Disney years and years ago was always just very soft and very light, and the characters in the street were Disney characters and fairies and whatever it was. Now, literally, you hear over these speakers, dun, 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 and stormtroopers are goose-stepping, like up to a stage to do something, and kids are smiling and taking pictures, and I think it's great. You know, it's fucking they're part of their property.
Yeah.
It's their biggest property, arguably.
Oh, yeah.
But watching it, there is something just a little weird about it. I was getting a little weirded out by watching this, like... I know it's movie characters, but what they represent
is real
and stuff. And then we found out they were just the Disney execs walking to their offices.
Exactly. Yeah, you just
play the music, they wear the uniforms, and then they fuck people in the ass. Bring her to me. But it is astounding. Like, that creeped me out a little. I don't know why. There wasn't really a reason I could say, but weird.
Even when I bought my first Star Wars toy for my kid, when I bought him Darth Vader, because he likes Darth Vader, and I saw the Disney logo on it, I was like, that's fucking weird.
It's just weird.
It's bizarre, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Worlds collide. Here it is. Like, yeah. Isn't that weird?
At Disney.
Like, kids are watching, like, oh, look, the totalitarian Empire soldiers are... They're not friendly. They're not your friends.
Well, and stormtroopers really up until, I mean, recently, had no real character. They were mind-washed robots.
At the beginning of, the first Star Wars, for what, you really weren't sure if they were robots or not.
Yeah, they were very disposable.
Yeah, I guess they're robots. Yeah, yeah, no one gave
their
a fuck.
Their lives were very disposable.
Like, a stormtrooper could get shot next to another stormtrooper, and the guy didn't go, oh, no, Kowalski! Oh, my buddy, you'll be okay! Medic!
Yeah.
They just dropped and they kept going.
Yeah, there was no fucking stormtrooper that walked up to a fucking other stormtrooper with magic legs at the end of the movie.
Yeah, yeah.
Never happened.
I remember it was we were on Yavin, and one of my buddies was next to me, and that white helmet just came apart, and his head. It was the last I talked.
Like, you never. They don't give a shit about each other. It's amazing.
No, they would fall to their death and be hit with lasers.
Yeah. They didn't seem to really give a shit about anybody. So.
It is truly bizarre, and I think that these networks are such pussies that they don't realize, like, you need to create a show that's a monster that is your own original thing.
Right.
Like, AMC exists, but you know why? It's like, oh, Breaking Bad, Walking Dead, they took chances.
Yeah.
HBO is bigger than ever and can charge more for just their channel than people can for fucking streaming services.
Yeah.
Like, that's how good their programming is.
And I think that's why, I think HBO is directly responsible for some cable outlets still being alive. Like, I think people only have pay cable anymore for HBO, for Game of Thrones, for all the other programming that you get, original programming on
Showtime
HBO.
Showtime wouldn't exist without following the model with, you know, going into Dexter and the one with Claire Danes.
Yeah, yeah.
I forget that one.
Where there's spies and
still
America
massively hit shows.
Yeah, yeah. That's what taking chances and putting on entertaining shows that have an edge to it will do. But then, like, how does a network look at a series like The Sopranos, which, you know, fucking awesome, and go, well, let's remake Suddenly Susan.
Right.
Or something like that's a way to compete with this awesome fucking amazing thing.
Well, and FX had it right for a minute with, like, Nip Tuck and The Shield. Like,
yeah,
they
Louis.
Were doing it right. Louis, like, they were doing it right. And even there now, and obviously it's the Disney.
Now it's Disney.
But it's starting to ease up on that element.
Yeah.
You know? And that was another channel that was keeping, I think, Fox alive.
Yeah, yeah.
It was Fox originally with, like, Chris Elliott's Get a Life, Married with Children.
Yeah, Fox was the weirdo channel.
Yeah, they were like Herman's Head. They were like, no, we're going to do fucking out.
Yeah, we're a network, too, just like CBS. Yes, and NBC, and everyone's like, oh, God, Fox. And then, of course,
Simpsons. They're like, you're going to do a primetime cartoon. Good luck.
Based on a short off of this fucking, what's
Tracy
her name?
Ullman's.
Tracy Ullman's.
Yeah, yeah.
Show. Like, that's, that. They built Fox. I don't think they give anything enough time anymore. Like, Fox took a long-ass time to be successful.
No, and Married with Children was a flop until a woman in Bloomfield Hills, Michigan called and complained that they were in the sex store.
Of course.
And Steve starts touching the tit on one of the mannequins. And then but then it hit the papers and people were like, what's this show?
I'll check this out.
Yeah. Massive success.
Yeah.
Because it was controversial.
But people are so scared shitless now. And you know what? I can't even blame them. Things are being shut down left and right because people are taking chances or saying something that offends somebody or fake outrage bullshit. But, I cannot watch network television. There's just nothing there that I even want to see for a second. And the whole watching at the time that you have to be there. Like, I know a lot of people watch those shows on demand later on. But there is an element of our society that will sit down at 8 p.m., every Tuesday or whatever it is, and watch a certain show.
Yeah.
And I can't fathom that anymore. I can't even imagine doing something like
right.
that. Even at the point where most of the networks don't even have sitcoms or dramas anymore because they're running, we were talking about MasterChef Junior.
Yes.
They're running stuff like that. They're running Ellen's Game Show for 2 hours.
Right,
they're running
right.
all these competition shows because they're cheap and easy to produce, and they're not paying for a drama or a sitcom anymore because they know everyone's going out elsewhere to watch better content.
It costs money, and they can't have anyone on staff, on cast, that is indispensable. They need a reality show. If someone fucking tweets something, you could throw them the fuck off. No one's going to care. It's still on next week and everything. If you have a show where the cast becomes personalities and they like them and successful, now you have to worry they're going to say something in an interview or tweet something or hang out with somebody, and that's going to cost the network when they have to fire them and retool the show and it fails. So now they just put on this bullshit that is just, it's garbage. There's nothing to it.
Yeah, the only show that I will watch, like, and it, Schubert and I were talking about that just when we were on Last Comic together. Because even then, they were very careful with, like, what you tweeted.
Yeah.
You knew that the fucking end of the show was going to look like a college brochure. You know what I mean? You're not going to have five white guys standing there. But
we do not condone the personal opinions of Dave Landau here at NBC.
He's off the show, and and even like the show I watch occasionally is The Voice, and it's not for the judging. I just love music.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm kind of interested in who they might find that is actually like musically talented.
I'll usually watch clips from those. They'll be like watch this amazing clip from America's Got Talent or this singer or something.
Yeah.
That I'll watch a clip and be like, wow, that person's got a good voice. I couldn't imagine sitting through the drivel, the inane babble of the host and the fucking backstage talking with the mother. What? And the fake surprise. So, when did you lose half your face and your arm?
Yeah.
Well, it was an explosion. What are you going to do? I'm going to sing a song, but...
Yeah,
and then they're like, all right, let's watch this asshole try to sing. And they all freak out every fucking time.
That's how the woman was, though, like 10 years ago, Susan something.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Remember? And what's great is this would never happen now because they were like, look, she's just butt ugly.
Look, an ugly fatty.
Yeah, and
she can't possibly have a talent.
Yeah, there's no way. We've never had ugly fatties that are great at singing.
If she was born in Sparta, they would have thrown her off the cliff with a hunchback guy that wants to be part of the 300.
But yeah, now it's like, yeah, you just have, it's like, well, she has Parkinson's. There's no way she's going to sing.
She can't have a talent. She's useless. Yeah. You are a useless human. Whoa!
What?
Whoa! The golden.
And let's admit it, you're not that great because you're only going to make it to eighth.
Oh my God. Looks like a character from East Side Dave's show.
Looks like Dudley Moore ate nothing but cake for a year.
I am 47.
Look, he's like, oh, fuck.
There you go. And that's just one side of me.
Oh, they're all just horrified. And then look, the backstage antics and shenanigans.
Okay. What's the dream?
I'm trying to be a professional singer.
Singer?
And why hasn't it worked?
Look, they're
so
all
like,
roll your eyes, you fucking whore. You know, you could just go out to any poop and get fucked.
Elaine Page.
Elaine Page.
What are you going to sing tonight?
I like how ugly everyone is in the Britain crowd.
Oh, yeah. They're just heinous. Just heinous.
Yeah? Yeah.
What's his name? Piers Morgan?
Here she goes. Her fucking gateway to stardom. You think she's going to be good?
Oh, I don't know.
I dreamed a dream in time gone by.
Oh.
What?
Oh, what? She's useful somehow as a human?
That's
impossible.
No, wait a minute. So she's not just ugly and gross and nothing like we had assumed?
Right. We assume, based on how she looks, that she was nothing but literally a lump of shit in the middle of the stage. But she's a singing lump of shit.
This is odd. So we judge someone terribly on a surface level that we all agree should be on television.
Completely body shamed her. Yeah.
We only believe that you should sound as beautiful as you look.
Right.
But what's this?
Yeah, no one this ugly should be able to sound so beautiful. I am so surprised. I thought you were going to whinny like a horse.
This is odd. It's not like there's been centuries of opera where the fat lady sings.
Right. The whole saying,
great.
It ain't over till her.
Wow.
Yeah, throw a Viking hat on her and...
Yeah.
She could do a J.G. Wentworth. There she is. That girl's hot right there.
There she is.
My God. I mean her.
Yeah, oh yeah. I like how her unibrow is.
Yeah, the brow has always been great. Yeah, this was like... What? Can you imagine this ugly wanker?
Why do they have fucking Britain's Jim Brewer making all these faces there?
Yeah, oh.
He's like, what?
I can't believe this disgusting bird is actually singing. He's fucking putrid.
I couldn't wank to her for £1 million.
I wouldn't fuck her with Churchill's dick. Gotta make English references, you know.
Although she was one of the Roald Dahl witches.
I wouldn't fuck her if she was a lost woman in Piccadilly Circus. I wouldn't fuck her if I was locked up in the Tower of London.
I thought it was Michael Palin playing one of his many roles on Monty Python.
It looks like London Bridge fell on her. that was a huge moment right there. They all thought she wasn't even a person.
No, they all just and they're all looking at her like, and why?
Rolling their eyes.
Why do you think your career hasn't worked out, huh?
Right. Maybe it's because you're disgusting.
Yeah.
You're a disgusting fat body. Private Pyle, sing a song.
I love the term fat body. That's the best.
Oh, I love that one.
So good.
Because I'm heavy, sir. Because you are a disgusting fat body.
Try to sing, Pyle.
Go ahead, Pyle.
Let's see. Show everyone what a pile of shit you are.
Oh, is that good? Yeah, she fucking did all right for herself, too, you know? I guess in England she's still something, right? Tours around, does shit. Good for her, the ugly sack of shit.
Yeah, I'm sure she's done great after this.
Fucking did great. Whatever.
People still root for the underdog, no matter what anybody
does. Of course.
You're going to root for... And they treated her so shitty.
Yeah.
She just deserves that career.
That wasn't even a natural moment. I mean, it's so fucking stupid to think that they're going on this show without prior knowledge to every singer and everybody that's coming out. They don't just wheel out this woman in front of the judges and say, all right, go sing. It'll freak them out. They knew she could sing already. There's none of those real, authentic moments. They don't allow them.
You're briefed. And I remember the first time I did Last Comic, I was, this is like 07.
Uh-huh.
And I was brought in to look like tough competition because I wasn't represented by the guy. So they go, what you're going to do is you're going to go in and you're going to tell a joke and they're not really going to like it. It was with two people from the office, the redhead lady and the bigger dude.
Oh, okay.
The old guy. And they're like, they're not really going to like it. But then you're going to go out. Bill Bellamy's going to give you a pep talk. Then you're going to go in and kill and get into the night round. So I walked in and I told a joke, but they both started laughing their ass off.
Fucked the whole thing up.
Yeah, but then they were like, okay, well, we got to act like, and then they did it. And then I walked out and Bill Bellamy gives me this pep talk, which was absurd. And then I walk out and I tell basically the same joke and it kills, and then I...
Oh, you need Bill Bellamy to punch up your act.
And that's what it was.
Oh, God, is that fucking stupid.
And I'm just there like, I get... I'm a young... Like, at the time, I was like 23, 24.
Of course you're
gonna I'm gonna do it. I'm a fucking whore.
So how long do I have to do this to get a special?
Yeah, please just... where's the ladder? Do I swallow? Again. Do you want me to spit it in your mouth?
So I blow Bill Bellamy until when?
Yeah, so I just... I'm just eating his ass while he... That's my hair from behind.
And then I go on and kill.
Because if there's one comedian I've always respected the stylings of,
right.
It's Bill Bellamy.
Bill Bellamy is the one that has launched so many young careers. Oh, Christ.
Could the guy from Def Jam's How to Be a Player come out and show me?
Oh, dude. Enough.
I used to love Def Jam, and Bill Bellamy was never one of the reasons I enjoyed
it. No. Bill Bellamy was kind of the vanilla chocolate.
Yeah, he was very usable for a few minutes.
Yeah. Oh, please.
Yeah, that was such an awkward moment for me, though.
Oh, shit.
Because I have to stand there like, okay. He's like, no, you can do it. I could tell by your style and the way you deliver. And
well, thank you, Bill.
Thanks,
you
Bill.
Picked up on that, did you? Oh, how insulting. Fucking networks can suck cock.
And there was no way to get on the show except like because you knew that
play ball.
Well, and you knew that their one guy was going to win.
Right.
That's why Drew Carey and everybody walked off the dad fan winning.
Yeah, yeah.
They were like, this isn't even who we fucking voted for. No. Brett Butler and, you know, all those people, Buddy Hackett, they were all pissed
real
off.
Real comics.
Real comics. All pissed off.
Real comics. Of course they were.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Because they were like, if you really want us here to judge, we'll judge.
Yeah, don't fucking then just blatantly take our who we thought should have won and throw that away.
And then by the time I did it for real and was actually in the competition, and you had, like, I really do believe that Wanda Sykes did it the best she could while still having to deal with the bullshit of NBC.
Well, she's been around long enough to know that it's all bullshit.
Oh, yeah, when she respects comedy. I mean,
you're a young kid coming in fresh off the scene, and
oh yeah,
they tell you, you know, oh, this is all fucking bullshit.
Well, yeah, the second you walk in, they're like, you want the credit, right? Yeah, well, you're getting a pep talk.
And it's like, oh, God. You know, for a split second at the beginning, did you even think like, wow, I might actually present myself on my own merits as a comic and get something in return?
Yeah, like,
oh, but no, it's all fake.
I knew it was bullshit when I went to the audition and I was like,
just, the audition.
Yeah, well, I walked past the line of people that have been camping out for 2 days and just hand this dude with the fucking like headphone and clips my name on a slip, and they're like, oh yeah, come on back.
Yeah, yeah, you go. So, and
we're just filming these people.
Yeah, yeah, these are fake people that.
Well, they just thought they had a shot.
Yeah, they show up at any talent show. Oh, America's Got Talent. They were online at Star Search years ago.
Yeah.
Two and a half stars.
It's like, guys, it's fucking, they just need video of you in the rain.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
All you're going to do on this show is show a line with you getting rained on.
Louis C.K., 2 stars. Bill Bellamy, 4 stars. Bill Bellamy.
Did you ever hear Norm Macdonald talk about Star Search?
Oh yeah, it's fucking Sinbad. Great.
So great, where he's just talking about socks. Like
this guy, you know, Sinbad. He's got.
you ever been at the store and you can't find anybody to show you where the socks are? And I'm thinking like, no, it's never happened. And crowd's going crazy.
Yeah, the crowd's going crazy. I fucking love him. And to reiterate that I don't watch network television. But last night I was talking to E-Rock about this because we were trying to figure out if there's something that I do watch. Last night, Missy, my girl, watches MasterChef Junior.
Okay.
So she taped 3 episodes. I know, MasterChef Junior. She taped 3 episodes and was watching it. So, of course, I'm watching. I think, you know, some of the chicks are hot. Get it? Some of the chicks are hot. And I'm watching. And so it was the first episode, and they're introducing the kids. And I look, this one girl's talking, and I'm like, wait, that's a midget. I'm like, there's a midget.
Really?
Yes, there's a black girl, a midget. I'm like, you fucking cruel bastards.
Why does she
cast a circus?
Why did they get to be there?
Look, see, right there.
That's a midget.
She's 30 years old. Easy. Competing against kids, I bet. Yeah, there she is.
She's 84 in midget.
With a little...
she's closer to death than birth.
Oh, my God. We were laughing our asses off, though. The kids cry when they get thrown off. It's so funny. There's this one kid that is just stupid, and they divvied the kids up into 2 groups. To serve these circus people, which I thought was odd with a midget there. They were going to take her away, offer her a job. You want a job, kid?
Put on this beard.
Yeah. So we were laughing at this kid, and he's like, they were fucking up the salmon or something. And they're like, well, who is supposed to be on salmon? And the little kid that is fucking everything up just points at 2 girls and goes, them. Like he's ratting kids out. He's fucking notorious. It's hilarious. And then the rest of them, you know, are just a bunch of spoiled kids. They show them all like, here's my house. They're just mansions. One kid actually said this. This little white kid that looks like Richie Rich. Looks just like Richie Rich. He goes, most of the kids in my neighborhood are either playing tennis or at the golf club. I like cooking. It's like playing tennis or
at the golf club.
Like how could you? That was him, by the way, the little blonde kid.
Well, it's also funny because they're learning to cook from the fucking maid who's raising them.
Of course.
Like this guy spent 3 minutes with his dad in his life.
Yeah, the kid could whip up an authentic Mexican dish at the drop of a fucking
He's
sombrero.
Never hugged his father.
Yeah, he doesn't even know what dad looks like. He saw him once smack his mother after he dropped the briefcase on the floor. Yeah, look at the midget. So here's the midget that she's tripped going in the door.
Oh, my.
Hilarious. Her fucking weave is longer than she is.
I guess it makes sense because she can't compete with the taller chefs with arms reach.
Right. You know, and there's the mother. Girl can't have a Sudafed while she's pregnant? when Artie would do that bit, I would laugh my ass off every time.
What? A woman can't have a goddamn Sudafed while she's pregnant? You got to look at me with judgment in your eyes? Yeah, I had a midget.
So what? A white girl allowed to drink a wine?
What, I can't have a Chardonnay?
I can't have a Mad Dog 2020 for my choice? I thought a whole bottle of Boone's Farm.
I can't have a sip of NyQuil when my nose is stuffy without you judging me on my midget child?
I get tired of work when I'm pregnant. A little sniff of cocaine keep me up.
What's the matter?
What? I had 240 of St. Ives in 9 months.
That's the little cunty girl.
Good news, I don't got to buy nothing bigger than a day bed.
Yeah.
I just buy doll furniture to Toys R Us. That Sudafed made it so I don't got to spend so much money.
Who are my pit bulls share a bed? Dog bed on the floor.
Yeah, this Sadie girl's a real bitch, and her teeth are yellow.
Ugh.
Jesus Christ.
Is she from England?
They showed her. She goes, I'm from Washington.
No.
And they showed her with her mother, and she's like wearing a feminist shirt. Like, oh, she's already fucking that shit.
Oh, and she's loaded, but the parents probably just use, like, Tom's toothpaste that doesn't actually work.
Yeah, yeah.
Hippie shit.
Yeah, it's some hippie shit. Some natural shit without fluoride. Yeah. It turns frogs gay. Yeah, this is, and all the families are a conglomeration of fucking races. I don't get it.
This little girl makes sushi, though? Holy
shit. Yeah, her mom is half Japanese. She's half Japanese and Dutch and fucking, they're making all kinds of food that don't make sense. I don't know. What is this? I don't know. Empanadas and fucking cabbage.
Potato pancake rolls.
Yeah, yeah. It's mutton and fucking tacos.
Yeah.
What is this kid making?
That one girl that was saying that Sadie girl. So they did a birthday cake competition. And they're like, make any of your favorite cakes. And a lot of them are chocolate or vanilla and
peanut
butter. Of course,
your basic kid cakes.
Yeah, stuff like that. One kid made some kind of lemon and fruit thing. She comes out with a pink champagne cake that has saffron in it, and it's like this,
oh, it's
whole
all
big ordeal.
The colors they cut into it, it's perfect. She's one of those perfect shit girls that you hate,
and she was first one. So all these other kids are like, we can't compete.
Yeah,
with
yeah,
that.
We're done.
And then this poor kid, his cake was all wrong. They cut into it, and it slid in half.
Really?
Like he had too much cream, so it just fell apart.
Oh, it was awesome.
Is Gordon Ramsay as cruel to children as he is to adults?
No, he's got to be nice because, like I said, they cry every time they're told they gotta go.
But he's not in the other ones. He'll yell at the adults. Here, he'll just stand and look and let the kids implode just by intimidation.
Yeah, that was good. They had, like I said, two groups, and there were group leaders for each group, and one was one of the girls, and she's like, okay, people, come to me. I need to tell you something. And no one was coming to her. Yeah. So she starts crying and goes to one of the boys and goes, could you tell everyone to come to me? And the boy's like, all right, everybody up here. I have to have a meeting about how I can't get you to come to me for a meeting. And she just lost it. She showed, like, she flushed years of feminism right down the shitter in a second. It was awesome.
One of the other competitions they had to do is they had to cook for these people at a circus.
Yeah.
Right? So the
As
one,
he was saying, yeah.
So this one team, they have the people coming in, and there's the heavy bearded woman.
Yeah.
She comes up there, and they give her the plate, and they go, here you go, sir. And she says, I'm a ma'am. And the kids just stare up like they're terrified looking at this.
Yeah.
So Gordon has to run over there and goes, does that woman have a beard?
A
like
beard?
To defuse this whole thing? Because the kids are terrified.
I'm a ma'am! I'm a ma'am!
She's kicking over turkeys the kids
going
made.
All crazy, fucking roiding out. There was
knocking over platters and shit.
Gordon did throw a piece of salmon. It was raw.
Oh, yeah.
And he's like, look at this, it's raw! Touch it. Go ahead. And then he took it and like threw it across the room, almost into the mouth of this clown garbage pail. But it hit and smashed on the wall. And the kids are kind of, you know, oh, shit.
And he says, too. So he throws it the raw and he goes, see, if it was cooked, it wouldn't explode like that.
Yeah, it's teaching them a lesson.
Radiant just chugging in the kid's face. Does it feel raw?
It's if you want to watch a show where kids are abused. It's pretty funny.
Pretty close.
Yeah, because it's like the close you get. And then at the end, they're like, two of you will be leaving. And then they come out and they tell them, you know, well, you've done. But they got to really pump them up. You've done a great job. You're going to be an amazing chef. You know, just not here, motherfucker.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Now go take a walk.
Does the Japanese kid just pull out a sword and stab
Oh, yeah, he
pulls
out one of their knives. That's another thing. It's nerve-wracking to watch kids with knives. It's like, ah, someone's going to get hurt.
They have blow torches to do those fancy French desserts.
Yeah, yeah.
Where
yeah.
they're burning the marshmallow or the
I think they
fresh.
Give the kids like, really? I think they give them a bunch of options. Like, it's like, today you're working with, you know, a duck. And they're like, what are you making? I don't know, duck and mac and cheese.
Yeah.
Like, they don't know. They're stupid kids. But it's like, oh, I'm making duck l'orange with a puree of chutney.
With capers.
And they know all this shit. It's like, get out of here.
Yeah, you know, they prep them and help them.
Of course.
Them. Yeah.
They must give them like, you know, all right, today is lobster. Here's the choice. What do you want to make? Lobster this, that. They don't come up with their own lobster. They don't even know what it is.
You know,
it's a bug.
They study the recipe the night before. It's not like...
Yeah, it's all that shit. It's more phoniness of reality shows, but...
If you want another show to reboot, we were obsessed with it back on O&A. CBS had this show where they put all these kids like in a ghost Western town, and they all the adults left. And it was just watching these kids...
Like Lord of the Flies in the Old West.
Yeah, try to build a town, and they would win gold bars for their competitions. And you're just seeing kids awesome. Break.
Murder? That would
night.
Be good. Yeah, Bobby was murdered last night for his gold. Yeah. Someone jumped his claim. Little Scotty jumped his claim and murdered little Bobby.
It was called Kid Nation.
Yeah.
Doing standoffs at noon.
And Cindy's whoring herself out at the saloon.
Mm-hmm.
She's making her own gold bars.
They're trying to figure out how to get clean water and then do competitions to win food.
Yeah. Oh, that was town council. Oh, I remember this show. Yeah.
And meanwhile, an outlaw moseys into town and shoots all of them.
Yeah.
Turns
or
into
a cult leader.
Drugs.
Comes in. Oh, my God.
Jim Jones with a fucking robe and an erection.
Now we've released a priest into the mix to see what'll happen.
He's wild. We haven't let him masturbate for 11 days.
He hasn't seen a child in a month. So they had to figure out like what they need to do to...
The whole town was empty except for these kids.
And
all the adults
crew.
Left.
And probably a medic, I would think.
Yeah.
No, and one guy that hosted the show. He
hurting
would show
themselves.
Up but they'd have to have these town meetings. They'd have to make all their food, do all the laundry. They were left alone to be pioneers, and they all just kept breaking down each and every week.
Yeah, that's the best part about kid reality shows. They just lose their minds. They can't take it. They start crying. Oh, what's the matter, buckaroo? What's the matter there, cowboy?
And even Lord of the Flies, they murdered the weak one.
Yeah, you murder that fat little piggy kid. Dumb glasses.
Well, maybe HBO will pick this
kid.
Up.
And then I was watching My 600-Pound Life last night also,
great
which is
show.
Another reality. I think it's the closest to real reality. People die. People literally die.
Yeah, dude, I can't help but laugh. I even do bits about it in my act. I can't help it.
Again, me and Missy laughing our asses off at this fat lump of shit. The sister's got to come in and scrub his folds. At the beginning, it was last night's episode. I think the guy's name was Aaron. Aaron's story. And he had to wipe his ass because the beginning is always them getting out of bed, hopping in the shower, naked, of course. Getting exhausted. Yeah, here's Aaron and his dad.
But I do feel bad that I have to make my 76-year-old father do it all for
me. The father's got to do shit because this guy's a fat piece of
fuck. He lost a lot of weight.
So he sits, he takes
a
shit,
he
puts
a
wipe on the handle of a hurricane or something in the bathroom and tries to wipe his ass that way because he won't let his sister or father wipe his ass. And then he's crying to his dad that his dad was mean to him when he was a kid, and that's why he got fat. And all I'm thinking with the Vietnam hat is, oh, you done? You done crying that I was mean to you?
Right.
How about my buddy's fucking chest opening up with every ounce of his blood on me in Da Nang? See me crying?
Yeah. I had to wipe my friend's brains off of my fucking uniform, and now I got to wipe your ass.
Yeah. You see all the food on your shirt from eating, laying in bed?
Yeah.
Picture that food on your shirt is a guy named John
that
I knew. My friend.
Yeah.
It's not fucking McDonald's. It's not KFC. It's John on you.
Hey, you know what would be interesting? Have you ever ran out of food in a jungle, you piece of shit?
You ever starve in a foxhole? You can't get food because your head would be blown off by fucking Victor Charlie?
Yes.
Yeah, but you cry to me and tell me how mean I was.
Yeah, by the way, I got to jump on this mobility scooter because I was in a war and I'm in my 70s. You have to jump on it because you're a fat fuck who can't get around a grocery store by yourself.
He doesn't even get out to go into the store with his dad because he can't get out.
It's probably a good thing. You don't want
to stack.
You want to buy. You want to.
So this guy, this poor fuck who's still having flashbacks from the Battle of Way City, he's got to fucking go in there and shop for this lump of shit.
His dad's probably like, just wait in the car because you treat every time you go in like it's supermarket sweep.
Yeah, slow down. There's no clock running.
The only time I've seen you run is the fucking Count Chocula aisle.
Oh, it was just another one of the. He seemed to, by the end, be successful. He lost some weight. But those shows are just, they're infuriating. And the doctor's constantly is like, well, why do you think you did not lose the weight this time? And it's like, well, I don't know. Well, what are you eating? I swear I have a lettuce leaf for breakfast.
Yeah.
And then for lunch, I take a breath of air. And then for dinner, I have the other half of the morning's lettuce leaf. And it's like, you're lying to me. You're bullshit. Yeah. You're eating 10,000 calories. No, I'm not. I swear.
He's sitting there eating fries.
Yeah, yeah.
He's like, right now, you have 6 scoops of ice cream on your phone.
Yeah, yeah. That's a month's worth of what you should fucking have eaten. Just on your shirt. Not you, Dad. I know that's John.
You brought movie heavily buttered popcorn into your physical.
He whipped up some vegetables and shit, and then you see him with a slice of bread and peanut butter, and he's eating that.
Yeah.
And it's like, he goes, well, I had some peanut butter. He goes, peanut butter doesn't put on this much weight. He yells at the people now. I think he's seen so many of them drop dead that he just doesn't even take it anymore.
You have to. I mean, there is a point where it sucks, but doctors have to be very clinical now and very, like, it's like, sorry about bedside manner, but you're dying.
Out the window. You're going to, that's it. I'm giving you a shot here. So when you combat me, like, what's your fucking problem?
Yeah.
Trying to help. It's like when you see those dumb fucking foxes or a wolf that's caught in barbed wire, and there's a couple of guys trying to clip him out, and the thing's doing nothing but trying to eat you.
Yeah.
Like, hey, dumb fuck. Dumb shit. You want me to walk away? You'll be a skeleton here by fucking noon.
Yeah.
but you know, you try to help these fucks, and they bite the hand that feeds you.
Right. I bet they're not going to live too long.
Yeah.
Except a piece. I'm trying a segue.
Oh, yes. I bet. I would bet. That Dave has to piss.
I bet you're right.
And I could check on BetDSI.
Ooh, there you go.
March Madness is upon us.
Segway skills you.
No, that was perfect. Hey, if you want to go to a place to make the tournament even more fun, better and better, then head on over to BetDSI.com to enter $1 million bracket. Enter the $1 million bracket. $1 million bracket winner, kind of. A million people get a dollar. That was from Frankie Blue yesterday. BetDSI, you're going to get all the March Madness action. I want to live. Just one spot right there to BetDSI.com live streaming platform. It's going to, you watch all the madness and even wager on the action throughout the entire game till the final whistle. Whistly. What a dumb way to spell whistle. And you get double your money with a 100% match if you use the code Kumia MM. The MM is for March Madness. Kumia, why, that's me. Kumia MM. So if you're looking to add some excitement to the tournament, then make BetDSI.com your tournament partner. Not only has BetDSI been supporting our wonderful network here and our show for a long time, but they've been paying winners for 20 years. And are top-rated on review sites. BetDSI offers options on... Oh, opinions. Options. I thought it said opinions, and I've been saying it wrong the whole time. What's wrong with me? I'm dyslexic.
They do give out picks. They have, like, a few free picks they give out.
Really?
And, or you could pay for expert picks, too.
Better than Gino's, right?
Maybe.
Must be. I hope
probably.
So. Probably. I'm going out with Gino and Aaron tonight.
I heard.
Should be fun.
Celebration.
Oh boy, I'm just like. So I did my trainer today. because I usually do it on Friday. But I knew there was no fuck way I am getting up to train after a night out with that fucking degenerate ass. Betty Asai.
Aaron's sober. You could just follow Aaron. You could just not drink with Aaron.
I said that to Missy before. Like, the good thing and she goes, yeah. And I said, but, you know, Aaron's sober. She goes, oh, yeah, that'll work. So when he leaves at a reasonable hour to be with his family, you guys are just going to go, yeah, let's go home. Or are you going to go, hey, I know a bar down here, or let's just stay here, and or let's go to a dumpster down in the Bowery. Yeah, I know what's in store. I have no illusions that this is going to be a sober evening. March Madness, NFL, NBA, NHL, UFC, all the major sports, you name it, BetDSI's probably has the odds on it. Check it out right now. New members get 100% bonus match using promo code KUMIAMM. That's more than double your money to start winning today. So if you want to add some excitement to the sport you love or any other sport, then check it out, BetDSI.com. Use the promo code KUMIAMM and get this limited-time 100% bonus offer and make some extra cash betting the March Madness. This March. I know, it's March Madness. Get $1 million. Get $1 million. Just go get it. Get one free $1 million contest entry. I fuck it up every time, consistently. Thank you, sir. Just for signing up. Plus, you get 100% bonus betting money on your first deposit of up to $1,000. It's only a game until you bet at abetdsi.com. Thank you, BetDSI. Our guest is here, Sarah. Oh, man, I haven't seen her yet. What is she looking like? Good. Got a thumb up? Yeah. What am I seeing? Is that her sitting on the couch? Give me the security camera, God damn it. Where's the security camera? Let's see this. Okay. Oh, yeah. Oh, man. She looks like Casey Anthony from that view. That looks like the view they should have had for Casey. A closed circuit camera. Oh, yeah. Porno. Oh, man. Hey, come on in. Come on in. Oh, my God. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Look at you. Hi. Take a seat right here on the end. Yeah. Oh, my God. This is just going to fuck me up the whole rest of the show. Hi. How are you?
Good. How are you?
How am I? Well, I'm good.
I'm Sarah. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, Sarah.
Very cute. Very pretty girl right there. All right. Hey, how you been?
Good.
Doing good?
Good to see you.
She knows. She knows. So how you doing? Good?
Yes. Yeah. How are you doing?
Good, good. I was perusing some of your online stuff earlier.
E-Rock was
just
too.
To get acquainted, you know.
What was your favorite photos that you found?
Well, I like totally naked. Those are good. I like
but
that.
I don't have any of those online.
No, I know, but I...
I have an OnlyFans.
I found a couple.
You don't have online naked photos?
There might be a few on Pornhub, like okay. Topless.
Yeah, something like that.
You just do topless?
No, I do full nudes. I do, like, erotic stuff.
Oh, I got you. Okay. Yeah, I didn't know.
Oh, that's fucking awesome. Boy, you're... how tall are you?
I'm 5'0", but I like to say I'm 5'1".
Yeah? Why? Yeah.
It just sounds better.
Does it?
Yeah.
And how long have you been in what I call the industry?
About 9 years now. I started
really?
When I was 18.
Oh, holy
God,
shit.
You don't look it. Wow.
Wow. Yeah, by that time.
I was going to say.
Some people have had more of a hard time in the industry, you know.
What do you mean?
Well, 9 years.
You don't look that old.
Oh.
Not that you're
I've
old.
Always looked so young ever since I was like 18.
Oh, yeah, since I was six, age. I always looked young.
I didn't expect you to say that long you'd been in the industry. It's like, I started in Thailand.
Yeah. Oh, shit. No.
Good for you.
And how'd you get into it? I always like hearing the story of how you go from 18, probably fresh out of high school, And usually it's some dumbass boyfriend that talks you into it.
Yeah.
For some reason, I always wanted to model ever since I was 13. I think I wanted to do it because I wanted the attention from it.
Uh-huh. That'll get attention.
And when I was younger, I would take photos of myself in lingerie, and I would send it to guys my age.
Oh, my God.
At that age?
Yeah, at 13. But they were also my age, too.
No, I get that. You weren't, like, doing it to them.
Did I have my number?
Are you sure? They were all your age?
Oh, my goodness. Sending them to Anthony Weiner.
No, that's true.
Hi.
Did you get any back?
No, I don't think I did.
Like congressman?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Senator?
So lingerie pictures, things like that, and you would...
Yeah.
Would you like pose yourself like a model, or would you just kind of stand in front of the mirror?
No, I had one of my best friends take photos of me just like, holding my boobs and like wearing a thong.
Holy Jesus.
You went right for the erotic as opposed to the just modeling.
Well, I didn't send nude photos back then. I only sent lingerie photos.
Oh, lingerie photos, yeah. Okay.
I actually didn't start doing nude work until about 2 years ago. So I was like the lingerie
stuff.
Oh, wow,
okay.
Were you doing like with companies or just lingerie or?
I was just doing it with like camera guys. Anyone who would hire me, pretty much.
Okay.
I have a camera. I got some money.
Like three here.
Let's do it.
Yeah, we'll do a photo shoot or something. No, well, it's good to have you here.
Thank you.
Doing this. And what are you promoting these days? Oh, you're going to be signing at the My Free Cams booth in Chicago at the Exotica Expo.
Yes, I'm super excited for that. Yeah. I love Chicago, and I actually went to the past two Exoticas in Chicago, and that was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Last year, I worked at the Sex Panther booth.
The Sex Panther booth?
Yeah.
What is Sex Panther? The Will Ferrell thing?
I think they did get
the
that from.
Deal?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the Sex Panther cologne.
It's a site where I do phone sex and texting and sending videos.
People still do phone sex?
Yeah, apparently.
Text?
Yeah, sexting.
Really?
Yeah.
I could do that. I'll pretend I'm a girl. Ask for a couple bucks.
I don't know if you'd be that good.
I mean, I'm sucking your dick. Send.
Is that it?
I mean,
is that all it takes?
Like, do you? Yeah. And they know it's you, and then they pay for the.
Yeah, they click on my name through the site, and then it sends them me through their phone. Like, it sends me a notification through my phone. So then I'll message them like, "Hey, babe."
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, it's kind of like what's that thing everybody's using? To say, like, hey, I'm a celebrity, come to Joey's birthday party. Do you know what I'm
cameo?
Talking about?
Celeb
cameo.
VM. Yes, yeah. Oh, cameo. Yeah, cameo. I've heard of that one, too.
Do you do that, then? It's kind of like a dirty cameo, in a way.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
Oh, I'm not on cameo, but I've heard the site Celeb VM. Okay.
That's another one. They get celebrities that just, I guess they get paid to say hi to people.
Yeah, I'm going to go on there. It's going to be like $4.
Yeah. I guess the pay, how much it costs to get somebody, you know.
Caitlyn Jenner's a G.
Yeah?
I found out today. I don't want to say why. But no, somebody just sent it to me.
A G?
$1,000.
That's nuts. And I also hear that are you Mason Reese's girlfriend?
Yes, but he told me not to talk about him.
Oh, okay.
But yes, we are together.
But
it's no secret.
But he probably doesn't want you to talk about him because, I don't know, I love Mason. I think he's hilarious. And, like, I remember when I was a kid, I'd see him all on TV all the time and everything. And then I saw that recent...
was he on again? I hate to be rude.
He was the little kid from the Underwood Deviled Ham commercials. And then he was on... what talk show was he on? Merv? I guess he was on Merv a lot.
Merv? Okay.
Yeah, Merv.
See, I didn't even know that.
And stuff. Oh, I know everything about
him. I know who he is, what he looks like, but I'm just blanking on. Yeah.
He actually just shot a reality show called Extreme Love.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Have you seen it before? Are you familiar with it?
Not Extreme Love, no.
Okay, it's on Barcroft TV, but it's not going to make it to WeTV, the channel that it's usually on. But it's online thing. It just shows us and our relationship and...
Oh, cool.
It's awesome. Just our daily life.
How'd you guys... I know you talk about him. I'm not going to go into any in-depth things that would, break news on TMZ, but I'm just curious. How'd you meet?
We actually met at a convention called Chiller Theater.
Oh, right.
And I was actually signing there with somebody. So he came up, started talking to me, and then we just hit it off from there. He invited me to get a drink later.
Wow. What a guy. See? I wouldn't have the balls to do
That's confidence.
I know. Fucking hate confidence.
Does he have a lot of confidence?
He does. Oh, I told him, the first thing I told him was, you have a lot of swag.
There you go.
Swag. I wish I had swag. Wish I had fucking confidence.
Leaking swag.
Yeah, I bet you are. What else do you do? What do you do for, like, fun? What do you do when you're not working?
When I'm not working?
Yeah.
I like to go for walks and listen to music.
That's it?
I like to shop.
What's your favorite
like
music?
To shop?
I like to shop for new sex toys and new lingerie and that kind of stuff.
I gotcha.
I like to drink.
Mason Reese's credit card or, you know. No, you make your own money. I'm sure.
I make my own money.
Yeah.
What's your favorite music?
I like everything. I like hip-hop, most of all, and Top 40.
Okay.
What about you?
I like a bit of everything, too. But you got to throw outlaw country in there. You got to throw alt-rock, classic rock. I like hip hop though. Love hip hop.
He's from Detroit, so he's had to like hip hop.
I've been forced.
Really?
To, yes.
Where were you from originally?
Boston originally.
Oh, crap.
Didn't you used to work for WAAF?
I did.
I did their show twice, and I kind of dated Greg Hill.
Oh my God!
It was Greg Hill.
Are you guys friends?
No. Greg Hill was the morning guy over at AAF.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. The head morning guy over at AAF. You did. What year was that about?
I would say it was about 2016, 2015.
Wow, so relatively recently.
Yeah.
Are you LA now?
No, I'm with Mason in New York City, but I have my own apartment in Pittsburgh.
Oh, okay.
So, wow, Greg Hill. how was that? I know Greg.
It was fun. He's a nice guy. He treated me really well.
You go to a lot of sporting events in Boston?
No, we actually didn't.
No? But like that was his deal.
I'm not even sure I'm supposed to be saying this.
That's fine. No one watches this.
It wasn't like an official relationship.
It wasn't?
No, it wasn't. We just dated. It was casual.
Is it because he's married?
No. That would be hilarious. Did you ever peg him?
Oh, geez.
No. Oh my God.
I mean, what?
Yeah, I was up there back in the 90s, like late 90s for AAF. So it was way before your time.
Is he still the morning dude?
I don't know. Is he still?
Yeah, he still does it.
He's still the morning guy at AAF. Holy fuck, that guy's holding the job like the Pope. Wow. Till death, like a Supreme Court justice. The hell? And what do you...
So what is your main, I guess, are you in porn? I guess I'm confused. Or is it just modeling? Yeah.
I do cam work. I actually model on my free cams.
Okay, I see. All right.
Right, so you go on the cam.
I don't mean to be ignorant to it. There's just a lot of things.
Oh.
It's a big umbrella.
Yeah, here you go. What's that? OnlyFans.com/Sarah_
No, oh, no, it's not with an underscore on OnlyFans.
Almighty. What did they do? What did they do? It's not. It's just slash Sarah Russi?
Yeah, Russi.
Russi. Why would it be Russi?
You're Italian and you mispronounce that.
I'm the worst. One of the worst hosts.
You're Italian, right?
Yeah, I am.
Yeah, see?
Oh, nice. Yeah. Italian. That means, you know. Well, you're not hairy.
That's do you like good. Italian girls?
Not in particular, but I've gone out with my fair share of Italian girls, me being Italian myself. Yeah. Going out with one now.
I'm half Italian. I dated many Italian girls.
Yeah?
I always liked Italian girls. Yeah.
Yeah, they are nice. They're, you know, it's...
Good in bed, too.
Good in bed sometimes.
Yeah, yeah.
Emotional, but in a good way.
Really?
Depending. But yeah.
I don't think I'm emotional.
Like,
no.
Passionate. Is that a fair statement?
No.
I think good and bad would equal passionate.
You don't go psycho every so often?
Every now and
maybe
then.
A little.
A little bit? You get into many arguments? You and Mason?
I argue a lot.
You do, huh?
Yeah.
I bet you're one of those firecrackers. God damn it. And then Mason's got to sit and look and go, but fuck, she's hot, so I better shut the fuck up.
That's usually how
guys do.
Men just lose the argument.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't want to fight.
Like, You know what the worst part is? You just know the second she walks out the door, she could have 10 dicks in her.
Yeah.
And, you know, what are you doing?
You could get a dick, too, but that's the best.
Yeah, that's the best you're doing on short notice. Yeah. You know? I'm leaving. Oh, honey, don't. The door shuts. You open it back up. She's got dicks everywhere. You're just like, what the fuck? I wasn't even.
Just nights waiting.
Right.
Nothing.
I don't fucking know. How you still have a relationship with the parents? Because that's a questionable thing when a girl goes into the industry.
I do. I'm there on the holidays and some other times.
Yeah? Do you dress a little?
My dad is actually a minister.
Oh, Christ.
I knew there was something that was going to be
rebellious.
Some
religious
a little bit, yeah.
Churchy thing going on.
There's usually a little bit of a rebellion, right?
Yeah.
I went to a Christian preschool and then I went to public school for the rest of my elementary and high
Christian
school.
Christian preschool and then.
Did the same. That's where, Catholic.
Yeah. Oh, man. Up there in Boston?
Yeah.
Oh, correct.
Revere, actually.
That was.
Are
the
you
worst
familiar
place.
With Revere? That's
Revere.
Where. Yeah, that's where I grew up.
Us, Revere. Revere is where the big hair girls were. Always in Revere.
I never had
years ago.
Big hair.
It was a long time ago. Like in the 90s, they still had the 80s hair.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it took a while to tame down the Revere hair. Severe Revere. But so you go to high school and then. You get into modeling. You don't go to college or anything?
I didn't want to go to college. I wanted to jump right into modeling.
Right into modeling. So did you do well modeling?
Well, when I first started out, I started as a bartender. I bartended at the Wilbur Theater. Have you been
there?
Oh,
yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, the Wilbur.
Yeah.
Was
no,
it a
did
comedy
that for,
club then?
Yeah, a comedy club and a concert venue.
Yeah. That's cool.
So, I started out bartending for 2 years while I was still doing the modeling stuff.
Mm, got a supplement.
But I just started camming about a year ago.
Yeah.
So.
And what do you guys watch and then they kind of say, hey, could you, you know, roll over and smack your ass or something?
Yeah, I have a tip menu so they can choose what they want. And
oh,
they can
a
request.
Tip menu.
There's one guy on there who likes me to blow bubbles, like bubble gum.
Yeah.
So he'll tip me. To blow bubbles.
Greg Hill?
No.
Just asking.
Not Michael Jackson's chimp.
Right.
If Greg wants to watch my cam show, he's more than welcome to.
He's more than welcome.
Does he make it rain? Have you guys been to a strip club together?
No. We never really saw each other. I did the afternoons, and he did the mornings. So by the time we got there, they were kind of gone, and we weren't there that early in the morning. So we didn't really bump into the morning show all that often.
Oh, so you guys weren't homies.
Yeah. We were more homies with the afternoon guy at the time and then the night guy at the time. But no, he seemed like a nice enough guy. I don't know. He seemed okay. there's pop up Unusual Suspects. Was that the one where we're all on? AAF Unusual Suspects cover. And then you'll see what we all looked like way back then. Greg Hill, myself, Ozone. It was fun.
Were you good in school?
That was my first.
Or just hated it, kind of.
I hated it. I would skip classes and all that.
Smoke weed?
Yeah. Were you a little rebellious in that sense?
Yeah, they had to send me to a small private school.
Oh.
Because I was just... So I was like failing everything because I didn't care, you know.
That's how I was.
Warm
I got
school
sent
girl.
To a community school program. So I had a feeling, yeah.
So that's Greg Hill in the middle.
Oh, wow.
In the Santa suit. Yeah. And then there's a few of the people from the show.
There's you, of course, and Opie.
I'm next to Greg Hill and next to Greg Opie Hughes on the end. And then Ozone's the tall guy. And then the guy on the end is Rocco, and he's dead.
Who's the little feller in the jean jacket?
I think his name was Chris. He was part of the morning show. Yeah, he was a good guy.
Looks good. Dwarf street guys. Tough.
I liked everybody there.
I feel like I've met you somewhere before.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I feel like I've...
Dave.
You look so familiar. But you said you've been to the Wilbur Theater. Maybe I saw
I
you there.
It might have been there. It could have been there. But it was...
Do you hang out there a lot?
No. I think I've played it once, though, once or twice.
You what?
I played it like once or twice.
Played it?
Yeah, yeah, a while ago. I did
it. What do you do there?
Stand-up comic.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, how long ago was that?
God, I don't even know. Everything sort of blends together, but it would probably be in that time frame.
2014, 2015.
Yeah, it could have been in there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you put a mask on, pull it off, and go, now roll the fuck over? Because maybe that's where she knows.
Oh, that could be it, too.
Did we have sex before?
You know, sexual assault.
I don't
assault.
Think we had sex before. I've been married since 04.
Oh.
Since, no, actually, I haven't. I've been married since 07. I forgot while looking at her.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
let's see. No, I don't think we have.
Oh, we should appreciate remedy that the, problem.
I mean, I...
I would do.
I, yeah. Things change. But I don't think so. And how old were you in 06?
Uh-oh.
Underage.
And we did not have sex.
But we did. Of course. Do you have an open relationship or are you monogamous relationship with the...
I'm monogamous.
Mason? Yeah, Mason. Yeah. It's just you. And look at how she's smiling. Yeah, I'm monogamous.
I feel like it's not real.
I really am monogamous.
Are you really?
Yes.
Do you have... like actual sex on cam?
With him?
With anyone?
No, I don't have sex on cam, but I would have sex with a girl on cam.
Oh, you would?
Yeah.
Why is that? Just a lot of women seem to prefer that.
It's cleaner, I would think.
Is it cleaner?
Yeah, that's what I think. Not that there's anything wrong with boy girl, but because I'm in a relationship, I wouldn't do it, but maybe if I wasn't. Yeah. But the thing is, I want to start out with girl girl and then go to girl boy because I feel like I'd make more money that way. What do you think?
Probably. I think
yeah, that makes
right.
sense.
I think you would girl girl is kind of a thing where it's like, well, it's safe. The girl feels safe and everything. But it's not as much in demand as you know, the long stroke, the big dick.
Well, the VR, too.
Yeah, yeah, that's, well, see, that's something.
Is that something you would
get
do?
Into some VR.
Virtual reality?
Yeah, like where it's sort of that guy point of view porn.
That's getting better.
Sure.
It's like the guy wears
does that pay well?
Some kind of wacky camera rig on his head.
I've been offered very little, but I think you'd do better.
And the girl has sex with him in a kind of point of view thing.
Yeah.
And then at home, you put on the VR goggles, you play it. And it looks and sounds and everything like the girl's right there riding you.
Have you thought about doing a sex tape?
No.
Why not?
Never have, never will, never did in any part of history.
Why is that?
Snapped a few funny pictures over the years. And I've been accused of setting up a camera. I know. A girl once...
I have done that.
Jill Nicolini pointed at my smoke detector and said, is that a camera? Like, you wish. Everything to her was a fucking camera.
I did do the sex thing on a handy cam with my then-girlfriend.
Oh, you did?
She ended up in the industry.
Really?
She did, yeah.
Wow.
I don't know what she does now, but she's in it.
I don't have any naked pictures out there, even.
I only did once. I deleted it, though.
But it didn't.
Why wouldn't you do a porn?
I don't know. I just don't think anyone wants to see that.
What if, do you have like a price in mind?
Depending on who it is, $8. I do it for $8. No,
you could just wear a bag over your head like the unknown comic.
I'd be too,
nobody would know it was you, right?
I'm too self-conscious. I don't have the confidence.
Yeah, well, like you have the confidence to put yourself out there like that.
Yeah, yeah.
You're appealing looking.
Yeah. What do guys want you to do most on cam?
I get a lot of weird requests.
I bet.
Well, sure.
I get some guys who want me to pretend like I'm underage.
Uh-huh. All right.
Pretty creepy. The weirdest request I've
ever
got.
Really pop up? Does their real name ever come up on the screen?
The weirdest request I've ever got was this guy started talking dirty to me when we were doing phone sex, and he went into some creepy stuff like wanting to choke me until I passed out, and you know, he was talking about like me being on the floor dead.
Wow.
Got Peterson.
So that really creeped me out.
Ted Bundy shit.
Did you keep going with it, or were you like, this is a little too much?
I kind of paused a little and like, I was like, oh, should I hang up? I don't know.
When you do that, are you just lounging around though in like sweatpants and pretending you're...
It really depends, I guess.
Okay, but you have gotten into it, I guess.
Yeah, sometimes I have.
I bet you could be a little...
When I've done cam stuff, I've actually really come before.
Whoa.
Okay.
But there's some times where I do fake it.
You gotta.
Well, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you get totally naked on the cam?
Yeah, I use toys too.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we might have to see that at some juncture.
Yes.
Toys too. I keep glancing down. I'm not quite sure if you're wearing flesh-colored undies or nothing.
No, I walked behind her. It's not flesh-colored.
I'm not wearing underwear.
No, you're not, right?
No, she's naked.
You want to see the back?
Yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah, look at the back of that. Wow.
I like it.
You really have
nice.
Just a fucking phenomenal ass.
Thank you.
Oh, we have had sex. No, I'm kidding. Although I'm wondering
That's
if you've ever met my
right
brother.
Right there. That is a moneymaker.
Good for you.
Thank you.
I will give you that.
What's your diet?
Burgers.
Get the fuck for real?
One of those that piss people off, right?
I like diet for one day and then I go back to eating junk food again.
Okay, what's your favorite food?
What's my favorite food?
Not
I like to cook.
You, but to eat. You ever do food porn?
No, I never have, but if somebody wanted to watch me eat and pay me for it.
Why not?
Why do you want to watch me do that?
Sure.
My favorite food is probably fettuccine.
Look at that.
That's okay. Don't worry about it. Italian girls aren't known for getting older and gaining weight. Never happens. You eat to your heart's content, honey. It'll be fine. You know about Bill and Ted? Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure? Anything like that?
You're a fan of the original movie? Keanu Reeves?
I've actually never heard of it. I don't watch many movies, so.
It's just adorable. She has no clue.
Why would she?
Why would she indeed, Garrett?
She is younger than that generation. That was like, I was
way
a kid
younger.
When that came out.
Yeah. She barely knows about those stupid vampire movies.
What's your favorite movie?
Bela Lugosi?
Do you watch movies?
I like sad movies, actually.
I do, too. What's your favorite?
One Too Many with John Mulaney?
I saw one recently that I liked. It was Monster with Charlize Theron.
Yeah, where she plays Eileen Wuornos and Christina Ricci.
I'm into reading about serial killers.
Oh.
You've come to the right place.
Interesting. We love serial killers.
Who's your favorite serial killer, if you could meet one?
The Golden State Killer, because he went so long without even getting caught.
Yeah. Oh, that was the guy that was, like, arrested last Friday, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It was, like,
last Friday. That was, like, a year ago.
No, but, like, he still went, like, what, 10, 20?
He got caught because one of his dumb relatives went on the stupid DNA site.
Oh, that's right. It was the 23andMe one.
The cops cross-checked.
Yeah.
Said, well, it's someone in your family. And then they found the guy.
BTK went a while, too, though, till he used a church computer.
That's why you don't do that stuff. There's so much... are you worried about that invasion of your privacy? I guess not, because you're out there.
You're not hiding anything.
I want my whole life to be on reality TV. Like, if I could get that, that'd be awesome.
So you kind of...
I always wanted to do reality TV ever since I was young.
That's cool.
I'd watch that. I'd say, what the hell you're doing in life.
Is this show going to be the one that you're doing with... why am I blanking on his name?
Mason.
That is a reality TV show, isn't it?
Kind of. It's a one episode thing, but it's online. We don't think it's going to make it to TV.
So right now, you
but they get millions of views though, so it's pretty much the same as being on TV.
See, that's what's great about now is you don't necessarily have to have that platform. You can kind of create your own thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Your own thing, just like this. Yeah. Mason was in something I saw like maybe a couple of years ago. He did.
He sold it.
Yeah. It was. No, I'm just trying to remember because it was really cool. It was like these short, really quick, short things, maybe 10 minutes long an episode.
Life Interrupted.
Yeah. That was
it. He filmed that recently.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I liked him in that because I hadn't seen him in so long. I remember him when I was a kid, and it was funny because he'd be there going, Underwood deviled ham. It's like having a smorgasbord. He couldn't say smorgasbord.
A borgasmord.
So he said smorgasbord. Yeah. And everyone was like, oh, my God, he's adorable. They all loved him. And then he went on like Mike Douglas or Merv or one of those shows. And he was like a recurring guest on there, and he was always really funny. He could just like a fucking genius come up with.
He's still funny
as a kid. Yeah, yeah. I think I met him once at a club somewhere. I don't remember when or where. I was probably drunk. There's a couple of things going on. Facebook is offering a way to fight revenge porn. You know, revenge porn. People, they have pictures of you, like we were talking about. If someone took a movie or photos or something, and then you break up with them and they have it, they could use it against you.
Oh, they say,
I'm going to post. Yeah. They go, I'm going to post this if you don't come back and, you know, suck my dick or I'm going to have sex or something. So they have a way to fight it. And this is brilliant. What they want you to do is send them a copy of the picture that you don't want up online of you naked.
Why would that be?
And then they'll know that if someone else posts it, not to post it.
Oh.
This is brilliant on the part of Facebook.
What an incredible, like, if they haven't invaded your privacy enough, they figured out the last way to fuck
right,
you
right, now they want you to send them the naked pictures and all the incriminating shit so that no one else can post it because they'll know.
Well,
they own it.
They don't even allow a lot of lingerie photos. I posted a lingerie photo the other day and they took it down within an hour.
Why? So, are you covered? Like,
yeah, I was covered. So I don't even know how people would post revenge porn on Facebook.
It's based on like other people reporting it though, isn't it?
Maybe.
That could be why.
Who would report it?
Competition.
Haters.
Oh, haters.
You get some
fucking maybe Greg from the morning show.
Oh,
Greg Hill, maybe.
Yeah. He's mad at me because I'm with someone now.
A little jealous.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I like Greg. I don't
know him.
The one Greg I like, and then the other
so, Greg, you're not a
We
fan
could
of.
Submit pictures now to Facebook that are of us naked.
Yeah. And yeah.
We should just send pictures to Facebook.
Facebook is literally soliciting dick pics. Like, please send me your dick pics.
I've never even...
Like, I don't want this one up, and it's just you with a fucking pink sock hanging out your ass. And...
I've never even taken a dick pic, but I feel like I will just to send it to Facebook.
Just send it to Facebook and go,
day.
Please
like,
make sure
a new one.
This doesn't get up
this
there.
This is me. Dick tucked between like a nice fruit bowl.
It sounds counterproductive, if you ask me.
It's just a trick to get your nude photos.
You don't trust Facebook?
The people that were just on trial.
You're so cynical. I don't get it. I don't get you. You've changed.
You're right. I'm weird now.
That's just one privacy thing. This happens all the time. Me and Dave talk a lot about how our privacy is just being invaded by technology and companies like Facebook and whatnot. There's this other thing that sounds, you read the story and go, oh, good, this sounds nice. I guess there was a Subway groper. Do you get a lot of those? Like people that kind of rub up against you or kind of rub your ass while you're doing a talk show?
Actually, no.
Oh, do you
want
to?
Doesn't happen. Maybe. No,
this guy on subways, this happens all the time in New York. Pretty girls will be standing there and trains are crowded. And some guy will just start rubbing her ass or rubbing his rod against her or some shit. It's really disgusting.
Or him.
For completion. He'll go to completion. My God. What concentration that must take. So this guy is kind of fondling this girl.
You can't really do it on a subway that's not crowded.
No.
Very obvious.
It's just you and her.
Very inappropriate.
Empty seats are there, and you start rubbing her. It could be an issue.
That's never happened where somebody's been too huggy or anything? Even at a convention, they're like taking a picture, and you're like, that's a little...
I bet they do it grab.
Well, at Exotica, I let them grab my ass.
Oh, you do?
Oh, my
okay.
God. I give them permission.
Is that this weekend?
I think that's next weekend.
That's
April 5th.
Through 7th in a Chicago Exotica Expo. She'll be at the My Free Cams booth.
Has a guy, Mike from Belmore, ever come up to you with a script and ask if he could shoot a medium load on you?
Who is that?
A fan of the program.
A guy who's...
Not important.
I'm sure you saw 80 of his tweets.
Let's bring him over here.
I'm sure he's...
Do it right here.
I don't think you want to.
So this guy's fondling this girl on the subway. And
it's for your safety.
He jumps off the subway, and there goes his Metro card. Frink, 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 boink. And she goes, I'm going to take this and go to the police. So she goes, a guy was fondling me. Here's his Metro card. He dropped it. So the cops go, okay. They run the card. They find out when exactly he went through the turnstile. They find the video of him going through the turnstile. They get pictures of him on a bus that he had previously used the MetroCard for. So they had a track of all where this guy went. There it is.
I'm making sure I had mine.
And yeah. And
it's prop comedy.
And they catch him that way. Now you look on the outside, it looks like a nice happy ending, great story.
Yeah.
You're like, "Oh, good." But then you dig a little deeper and you realize, so every time I fucking use that thing, there's pictures of me, and they know exactly when and where I'm going, anywhere you're going. Seems a little invasive.
So even if you use cash, it's picking up something from you.
Oh, I'm sure, yeah.
It's weird.
The ticket booth, there's cameras in there. But, I don't really get crazy about it, because I still have kind of that feeling like, well, if you're not doing anything wrong, I'm nothing to worry about. But who knows? Maybe in 2 years, what you're doing right now would be considered wrong. We've had that happen with language, you know.
Yes, absolutely.
Certain words you can't say, certain phrases. You get in trouble 2 years later, 8, 10 years later for saying stuff.
Do you feel there's judgment towards you sometimes, like negative connotations?
I'm judging right now.
Because of the work I do?
Yes.
I think so. Some men think they're better than me because
what?
The work I do. I get that vibe sometimes.
Man has an ass like that.
That's because men are fucking hypocritical. Who'll watch
be better
all day than tell you you're bad for doing it. Mm-hmm. It's truthfully just because they can't fuck you, so they're angry, and then they take that out on the girl.
Yeah!
Well, see, theory. When I used to do the sugar daddy dating thing, these guys would think they were better than me. Like, I would get that vibe because when I told them I do cam work, I definitely got the vibe that they thought I was just a loser because I didn't go to college.
Really?
College, smallage, I say.
I think a lot of the sugar babies are girls in college, and I think that's what they're mostly looking for.
And they just look for a guy with some cash that can, you know, keep them going.
Get them through school.
I see nothing wrong with that.
So you did sugar daddy dating?
Yeah.
How long?
Ever since I was like 20.
Oh, really?
I used the site Seeking Arrangement and What's Your Price.
Wow.
Was it lucrative? Did you do well?
Yeah. The most I've gotten paid to go on a date was $300. And that's just a date.
Right.
I didn't do anything.
Just a date.
Yeah.
Oh, I get
to hang out and be some arm candy, as they say.
Right.
Wow.
Was it a nice place? Restaurant?
It was Morimoto.
Oh, okay.
Have you been there? It's a nice sushi place.
It's like the nicest sushi
place.
Yeah. Ooh, man. All right. You hooked up with a good one.
Low-hanging fruit sushi joke here. Did you ever go past that boundary if you liked them? And feel free not to answer if it's an inappropriate question.
If I liked them, yeah, we would hook up. But there was only like two guys that I was seeing like on a consistent basis, and they were in New York City. Mm. And I'm in Pittsburgh, so I'd only see them now and then.
I gotcha.
Want to leave the glamour of Pittsburgh? New York?
It's actually not that bad. Everybody hates on it.
I know. It's got a reputation, but
yeah.
I mean, New York is a fucking shithole, if you ask me.
Do you know Billy Gardella's?
No,
Mike
I don't.
And Molly? He's like Pittsburgh's golden boy? Yeah. No?
Where does he live in Pittsburgh?
He did. He lives in L.A. now.
Oh, okay.
I like Pittsburgh. It's the Rust Belt, just right into Detroit.
Do you drink that Steel City beer?
No, I'm not a
Steel
beer
Reserve.
Drinker.
Oh, okay.
There's a lot of bars where I live, though, in my neighborhood, the South Side.
Yeah?
I probably shouldn't say that because now people are going to try to find me.
They'll go into they'll do the bars some justice. They'll get a few extra customers. What, like local dives, things like that? Go in, people watching.
I don't like dives. I'm kind of bougie.
Yeah?
I like the nice restaurants.
Like a nicer place.
Yeah.
You want like a dump every now and then?
A local dump, like right by your house?
Yeah, like just a little.
Maybe.
Yeah.
You're kind of bored at home. You're like, I don't want to go anywhere or really do anything.
But so I can make my own drinks at home, so why would I want to go to
Oh, boy, you sound dump. Better and better every fucking
day. Well, you were a bartender, right?
Yeah, I was. Yeah.
If you tell me you play video games, it's over.
What kind of video games?
Oh, shit.
I like Tetris.
Yeah? Wow, that's old school.
It's also a thinking person's game.
Yes.
So fuck those people that judge you. I play Tetris, too. I don't know if it's a thinking person's game, but I'm just saying that because I like Tetris.
When I was younger, the game I liked to play was Tony Hawk.
Oh, okay.
Oh, fuck yeah.
You play that game?
No, I'm more just...
On PlayStation?
Shoot, kill games.
Oh, like James Bond, 007.
Greatest game.
Yeah, those were good. I liked that one, but yeah, Army games now, you know, Call of Duty and...
I've mentioned James Bond on this program many times as my favorite game.
Yes, you have.
Mm-hmm.
You don't play Fortnite or...
Did you guys know I'm the GoldenEye champion of Long Island?
I know, you are.
I didn't know if I brought that up
recently.
Oh,
you brought it up, all right.
GoldenEye champion?
You won. He is the champion of Long Island.
What do you mean he won? Won what?
It was a competition. You go ahead and brag.
A free entry tournament at the Long Island Retro video game, I don't know, meetup or something. And I won first place. I got a nice medal with a sticker on it that said first place.
Was that an Enambla?
Your dad hates you.
Is that the meeting that was going on?
Yeah, that's right. You were part of a convention, if I'm not mistaken.
Can I flash you?
Yes, please.
Like, as part of your prize.
Of course.
Sweet. You're welcome, everyone.
Oh, my God. Oh. Just the perkiest.
Very nice.
Amazing.
Congratulations.
Wow. She's very shy about it in a way.
Yeah. Well,
it's not like some of the girls. Some of the girls, you got to admit, they come in, woo! Yes!
And some come in like a sweater.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You never know how to.
A smart pantsuit.
Yeah. You know he wants a pantsuit.
Close a business deal.
I think
that's
you
awesome.
You do want a pantsuit off immediately, though.
Yeah, a pantsuit.
The GoldenEye Championship does drop the panties a lot, so I'm used to that. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well. You know, that's true. What got her to reveal her lovely breasts. They're beautiful.
Yeah. Thank you.
Nice. And where can the audience find those if they want to see a show?
Well, I'm on OnlyFans. I think you already mentioned the name.
I said, but I fucked it up, of course. OnlyFans.com/Sarah and then Rusi.
Yeah. And my free cams, I'm on usually on the weekends. Around 7, and they can just find me by searching my name, Sarah Rusi.
And is it your room? Like, is it actually your room, or is it a place that has all the stuff?
Wherever I am.
Oh, really?
Sometimes I do it from a friend's house, Mason's house, my house, you know?
Do you ever theme up the room, like, to make it look...
Oh, I do, definitely. I actually, like, switch up my kitchen sometimes, and my living room, my bedroom.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. I think you gotta have a theme. Yeah.
Set dressing. Yeah. Well, we were talking about Bill and Ted. I got to see this. It's a little bit. Bill and Ted, these are two guys. They were in movies back in the 90s, was it?
You know who Keanu Reeves is?
Yeah, I know who he is.
All right.
Keanu Reeves, when he was younger, and a guy named Alex Winter used a time-traveling phone booth that sent them back in time, where they got Napoleon and Abe Lincoln, and they brought them back to San Dimas High School.
This was way before Matrix or anything good.
Yeah, teenage Keanu Reeves.
Keanu did.
Maybe 20.
Yeah, John Wick. There was no John Wick at the time. He was a kid. So they did these movies, and now they're making one now while they're a little older. And they put out a little teaser for this.
Hi, I'm Alex Winter.
And I'm Keanu Reeves. And together, we are...
Wild Stallions.
That was their
band.
And
we are here at the Hollywood Bowl, where we'll never play.
Never play.
No. But we're here to announce something.
Yes. We want to say thank you to you, the fans.
We do.
Because it looks like we might...
Actually...
Hopefully...
Make a movie this summer.
Bill and Ted 3.
Face the Music.
Yes.
And it is all because of you guys, and so we owe you a huge debt of gratitude, and we wanted to say thank you.
Thank you.
And be excellent.
Be excellent.
Oh. So now, Alex actually tried to help Keanu by picking up his wallet, and he hurt his back. So that's going to be a problem.
Yeah. Actually, he was holding a cup, and Keanu had walked by.
You have to figure out when between the incredibly successful movies that Keanu's making, like John Wick.
What's amazing,
when they could film it,
is he's such a philanthropist. He's given, like, you've heard about The Matrix, like, he gave, like, the crew... all of his earnings from that?
Really?
Yeah, like all the residuals he gave to like the food people, the camera people.
A lot of fucking money.
Dude, he made millionaires out of all these people just because he's a nice guy. Like he lives in like an apartment.
Really?
Yeah, you think he ever did anything like that for Alex Winter? Just sent him a check?
I don't know, maybe.
He might have, right?
But he also, I remember a picture of him on the subway. He was groping a girl. No, he wasn't.
He was. I'm
kidding,
Metro
of course.
Card.
He had given up his seat for somebody in the subway. And everybody was pretty amazed that, you know, he's a nice guy.
Yeah, apparently he's like the nicest guy in Hollywood.
Yeah. Are people psyched for this?
I am.
Oh, it's a video. Look, Keanu's just sitting there.
He's not even hiding himself.
Please.
A hat on or sunglasses.
He goes below 50 miles an hour. I'm a police officer. That black guy doesn't even know. Man, you the Matrix, motherfucker.
He's... That actually is Larry Fishburne.
Yeah, wait a minute.
I am a Rufio.
Rufius.
Rufius. Is Morpheus. Rufius is not.
What a nice guy.
Look at that. He didn't care.
Half a seat for a lady. And cut. That's what they did after it. Okay, yeah, that looked good, Keanu. Could you look a little more concerned for the girl before you get up and... See, I'm saying that it was all fake and staged.
Yep.
I don't think it was, though.
No, I think he's genuinely... He seems to have that reputation of a genuinely nice human being.
I think he thought she was pregnant.
Oh, then he's mean and body shaming.
She was pregnant?
Maybe not.
No.
I think he just thought maybe she was. She was a rather large gal.
I give up my seat for all ladies.
Big girl.
And elderly men.
Uh-huh. We were talking about piercings and whatnot. Do you have any tats or piercings or anything?
I have my belly button pierced twice. Okay.
But that's a girl thing.
Yeah.
It's kind of
twice.
I actually want my wrist pierced. I think that's kind of a cool piercing.
Is it?
Yeah.
Like the two dots, you mean?
Yeah, like the bar going through it.
Going through this way or this way?
Maybe I'll get my nipples pierced.
I wouldn't do that. I hear it makes them like hard and
really
unruly.
Well, see, I just wanted to get them done just to have them done for like a month.
Ooh,
and then take them out. Just because, like, I could say, hey, like, buy my video of me getting my nipples pierced.
Ah.
And
then take them out.
Yeah, take them out after.
Well, it's a fun
look. Gives me more content.
Yeah. I assume you have your ears pierced.
Yeah, I have my ears pierced.
Yeah, but just no clit ring?
No.
Nothing like that.
No.
Good. And no tats, right?
No tattoos. Oh. I don't want any.
Isn't that great? It's refreshing in this day and age to see a girl just natural, all natural. The girls are beautiful as they are. They don't need to be all inked up. You know, some of them are good. I'll give them that. You know,
Suicide girls, I think, are very
Yeah. It's a certain look for a certain person, I don't think. You have a nice look there. I don't think you
Thank
need
you.
To
Yeah, you don't need a scorpion or something to ruin the party.
If people want you to do underage things, it's kind of difficult if you have tattoos.
It is.
Like, oh, I'm 12 and I went to the fucking tattoo place.
Well, there's plenty of people that will let their 12-year-old get tattooed.
This is true. Crazy people. Well, there was an article yesterday we talked about. This guy was a trend in cutting the inside of your ear out. So there's just a hole going right through.
Yeah, right through
like the little cup part in there. Like, yeah, like surgically having it removed and then stitched up so you just have a hole.
Why would somebody do that?
Exactly what we were
saying. Trying to figure it out ourselves.
Couldn't figure it out for the life of me. Here's some people with their stitches in. And now they just have a hole there. It's got to affect the hearing because that part of the ear actually kind of like directs the sound into your ears. So it's got to affect how you hear things. And it's fucking stupid. Maybe that. Right? Crazy. It looks like a bullet right through your ear. But a guy went to jail recently for... certain things. He was a tattoo guy, Dr. Evil, they called him. He was a tattoo guy and a piercing guy, and he was sentenced to 3 years and 4 months after he removed ears and nipples and split the tongues of willing clients. Like, people signed the waiver, said that's what they want, and did it. But apparently, even if someone gives permission, you're not allowed to do that. Looks like
Why?
Joe Rogan.
At least he showed up for a court in his ear spreaders.
Yeah, in his spreaders, and he's got a tattoo beard.
Yeah.
Or something on.
He's got guilty written all over it.
That's, now here's some of his
Fuck.
I can't even. The split tongue.
Should I get that done?
No.
No,
please. Now there's another
one. He learned to,
And he's got a big post.
It looks like two tremors kissing.
Through his,
Oh, that's disgusting.
And now he cut this guy's ear off. Like, he just, that's his ear. And he cut it off. He stitched it up. And the guy wanted his ear cut off. Oh, sorry. I wasn't in the mic. I'm such an unprofessional. And he just wanted his ear cut off. That's the opposite of yesterday. Because all they left was that part.
This guy doesn't like jobs.
This, yeah.
He looks normal. What are you talking about?
He looks great. Just,
that is like, I'd love if to you're hang walking out with around him. Like that.
Dude, getting your eyes tattooed is fucked up.
How much attention do you need?
People do that in prison and go blind and it's hilarious.
Oh, yeah. He got his eyes tattooed. I don't even know what that is. Like, why would you have stitches where the...
Permanently in?
Like, how did...
And then those ball... I don't get it.
They pulled this picture from Dr. Evil's MySpace page.
MySpace?
He's very active.
What year is this?
So they caught him 15 years too late?
Yeah, but he's going to jail for doing this to people that said they absolutely wanted it done.
That's insane.
I'm kind of for that. If you want to have it done, go ahead. But
yeah, I think you should do whatever you... Take your nipples off.
Yeah.
Men don't need them anyway.
But they look silly without them.
Well, you feel know. Like, yeah, you wouldn't want to go to the pool right after.
Yeah, yeah.
You think you're an alien.
Yeah, I don't know. It just seems like...
Silly. I could do without these nips.
You don't want them.
They're more puffier than I care for them to be.
They interfere with your work?
Yeah, I don't know if they interfere. I can always put a jacket over them or wear black.
Yeah.
But I don't... I don't
about the pool?
It's
Is
true.
Is that a problem?
They get hard, so I look like I'm muscular. Sometimes when you get a hard nipple, you look stronger.
I like taking my shirt off as I'm getting into the water.
Yeah.
Okay, there it is. And then I put some bubbles in, and I go like this.
I like to keep my shirt on, like a.
Oh, there it is.
A nice white T-shirt.
A few of those people
know,
that come by my house
like this body.
In the summer when they go in the pool. I got a few people that come over that are the shirt in the pool guys.
No, I mean, I take it off. I don't care. I have stretch marks like a new mother.
No.
But it's actually from cake.
That's
How you doing?
Whatever. I can't wait for summer. Spring, first day of spring.
I love.
Yesterday.
Oh, yeah, you do have a pool. You can just do laps and shit. Do you do laps?
Yeah, fucking lap that pussy.
Yeah, you do.
Oh, I fucking,
in the pool?
I get in there and relax. I fucking sit. I got a nice drink. And I fucking go on a floaty and then just clink, clink, drinking some rum and fucking fruity fag drink or something. I don't know. Whatever it takes. But I'm having a goddamn good time.
You a pool? You have a pool?
No, I don't have a pool. I wish I did.
I know, right?
Oh, no pool. Well, you want to. There's a place in Roslyn Heights if you're not in.
Hey.
He's got games.
Stressful. Flute. I don't care about that. Of course, the New Jersey guy that returned the library book 53 years late was all about the Seinfeld episode with Bookman. That was fun. But we won't even talk about that. Sopranos, Alex Jones. Florida couple. This one was one of my favorites. Florida couple builds drive-through window at mobile home to sell drugs. And they look exactly like a couple that would build a drive-thru in their motorhome to sell drugs. I mean, you couldn't cast a better two people. Look at these.
Oh, yeah.
That is awesome. She's kind of cute. I'll give it to her. She needs to do a little something with the eyebrows, right?
I think she's got that good trash appeal.
She has some trash appeal that's fucking great.
He looks like he might cut his ear off.
He's a problem.
Yeah.
He is a fucking problem. Although she is, too. I think if the cops try to come in and serve the warrant on him, she's hopping on the cop's back and fucking causing some shit.
I just think he's got a lot of balls to grow that beard.
Yeah.
He's not a beard guy.
It's not a tough beard guy. It looks like a young Amish beard.
Yeah, very gingery.
Something like that. A young Hasidim.
Yeah.
When they first start growing the beard.
And she looks like she shaved her eyebrows off, then drew them on with a crayon while high on crank.
You know what?
She has a little bit of the...
I bet that's exactly what she did.
I bet it is.
Exactly what she
did. What drug were they serving?
Yeah.
Which is convenient. I mean, you have to give
meth,
it to them. Just,
right?
It's got to be meth, right?
They would have a sign like they have on a store on their window that said, we are closed opening, like a storefront. They actually thought they ran a store.
It's very stealthy.
They were very surprised. And speaking of, there it is, closed. Please call again. We'll return. Like, the balls. The cops must have laughed their asses off. What do they think they're doing?
Are you a drug person?
What to do then?
No, I never did any drugs in my life.
Really?
Besides weed. I smoked it once and I ate it once, and that was enough for me.
Really?
Just you like alcohol. Drinking, right?
I like drinking.
Alcohol, yeah.
It's fun. Yeah. I gotta go out tonight with Gino and Aaron. Aaron doesn't drink. Gino drinks for more than just Aaron. And we're going out for steaks and then I'm sure debauchery. So that's going to be me. I'll be out of commission tomorrow for a while. Thank God I don't work on Fridays. And then there's a thing. You could try it over the weekend. People are enjoying doing this. You put in Florida Man and then you put your birthday in. Not the year, just the day and date. And find out what story comes up. Because apparently Florida Man has done some fucked up shit no matter what day of the year it is. So, like, mine is April 26th. So put in Florida Man April 26th and see what comes up.
But what a way to get your birthday in there. We know it's coming up.
Oh, well, I didn't even know it was so close.
Is Florida Man one word?
I think so.
Mine's 6'9". I bet you there's got to be an interest.
No, I was putting Florida. Oh, there it is. Florida man arrested for attacking student with knife.
Florida man under investigation for life alligator prank.
So that's what I got. What's your birthday?
6'9".
All right. Put in
real.
Florida yeah, man 6'9".
Me and Johnny Depp and Michael J. Fox.
6'9", Florida man punched his handicapped girlfriend.
I believe that's Detroit, man. Accused of
beating armless, legless girlfriend.
Yes.
Wow.
I win. What's yours? Can
Why did he
your
punch
birthday?
Her? She 10:30. Looks armless.
Yeah, 10:30 right before Halloween.
All right, 10:30.
Like Halloween?
I do. I like dressing up.
Florida man calls 911 after finding iguana in toilet. It doesn't matter what day of the week it is, kids. Florida man is always hard at work to entertain you. Florida man.
Florida man fatally shot while attending memorial service. It's the greatest headline I've ever seen.
Stupid Florida man. Florida man jailed 41 days over 92 grams of laundry detergent. Florida man arrested in pipe bomb case. That's good. We love Florida man.
If only he had
Garrett. Garrett, put your birthday in there. Let's see what Florida man is up to on Garrett's.
Florida stuff. Man, worst superhero ever.
Florida man with a rapper. Florida man arrested after giving girlfriend a wet willy.
Florida man says he punched ATM for giving him too much cash.
Florida. Yeah, Florida. Florida man. Billboard. DWI. Yeah, punch the ATM. That's
how is a DWI even making the news in Florida?
Yeah, that's
all the shit that happens there.
That's like someone breathing.
Yeah, it doesn't make
whatever it is. Sarah, thank you so much for coming on today.
Thank you for having me on the
very,
show.
Very nice.
Nice to meet you too.
Of course, her Twitter would be at Sarah Russi. Is it Russi?
Russi. And Instagram is Sarah _Russi. Sarah
Russi like
was
Russo,
already taken.
But only Russi. Yeah. the website onlyfans.com/Sarah Russi. And April 5th through 7th, don't forget Exotica Expo in Chicago, Illinois. She's going to be signing at the My Free Cam booths. So go and say hi and get a pic, something like that. That'll be fun. Thanks so much for coming in.
And if you ever want to do a porno, let me know. Maybe we'll get like Mason and Greg. Me,
oh
Mason,
God.
Greg, you?
Me, Mason, Greg. Just rolling around on a bed together in our own fluids while you film it. Wait a minute. Now that doesn't sound as good.
You can be Dr. Evil, like human centipede
right.
Evil.
Dave, you need to tell everyone where you are going to be.
I'm
going to
be in a bunch of places, but this week you can catch me at Canton Brew Works, Canton, Michigan. That's on Saturday and Friday, benefit for Special Olympics. That's in Bakers and Milford. March 28th through 30th, Stir Crazy Comedy Club, right outside of Glendale, Arizona. A lot of my other dates, DaveLandau.com/tour. I have dates coming up all over the country, including Philly, Boston, Detroit, at Mark Ridley's Comedy Castle in May. And then April 1st, Comedians of the Compound at Westside Comedy. That's going to be me, Aaron, Gino, Kevin Brennan, Pat Dixon. Are you hanging out that night? So, yeah, we're going to have a bunch of people there. And we'll be announcing some other dates for Comedians.
This is going to be... This is going to be something we're going to do throughout the summer at a lot of locations around the area where we have many fans. So that'll be a lot of fun.
And please, now that my movie is available free on Prime, check out The King of Detroit. Just go to your Prime, load that in, and enjoy the show.
Look at Dave trying to put out everything he does. Also, my cure for cancer is almost
available.
And then he looks over at Sarah.
This is not happening from Comedy Central is available. I will be rescuing babies from a burning orphanage this Friday.
I'll be in Alaska beating up people that try to kill baby seals.
I'll be having my penis reduced on Tuesday as it is throwing out my back.
Don't forget Nightshade with the lovely Michael Malice at 11 p.m., 8 p.m. Pacific time. And tomorrow, right here in this slot at 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific, 2-drink minimum with those crazy Canucks. And we will be back here Monday, our weekend. Yes, it starts immediately. And believe me, for me, immediately. Once I see that Gino drunk, it's all over. We'll see you Monday. Until then. Arrivederci.